And the dollar to Curry. Backhand to Dallas. Up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. Side into the end zone. Jump ball. And it is. Is it caught? Is it caught? Oh, my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it. He caught it for a touchdown with 1 second left.
All right, boys, we're back. Welcome back. Shout out. Let's get rid of the formalities. How are you guys doing this week? What would you guys do? Anything exciting to report?
Travi?
I went to the dog park.
Oh, God.
Which one did you go to? Mayflower? Or?
No, I went to the one by Dixon Lake. It's really nice. No one's ever there. There's just a big
field. Right before Dixon Lake, right before you go up there, there's one.
Yeah, because we went to Dixon Lake yesterday to go hiking, and then we saw that.
How crowded was Dixon Lake? They just restocked trout. The only reason I know that is because me and Travis be going. But, like, dude, it was like...
Me and Garrett be going.
Garrett went and dude, he said the line was around the fucking mountain to go. Yeah, dude. Fucking stupid.
It's massive over there. What about you, Dan? You do anything cool?
That was it. That was your extent.
Yep.
All right, cool. For the whole week, went to the dog park. Not bad, Woos.
Clean game.
Anyways.
Hanging out with the kids.
I did even less than that because Gabby was sick, not the coronavirus. She was tested. We're all good. She had to take some antibiotics, but she's all good to go. I had a Thanksgiving with my mom, just me, her, and my mom, because we're going to Mexico on Wednesday. It's like a family tradition for Gabby's family. So we'll be doing that.
Where in Mexico?
It's called Puerto Penasco, which is like, that sounded so white.
Puerto Penasco.
But it's
no
like,
rolling up
Puerto Penasco.
It's Thank right you. On the other side of Arizona. So like TJ, oh, but wow. in Arizona, but they have really nice
is it
beaches
New Mexico
apparently.
On the other side of New Arizona.
I don't know where New Mexico is. I'm not a geography-ite major, okay? Leave it alone. Boom.
That's pretty dope, though.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. I think it's exciting. And, you know, apparently we had the plan for 4 months.
That's a tradition? That's a tradition?
For Gabby's family, yeah. On some random.
What a fucking awesome tradition. Go to the beach for Thanksgiving?
That's I know. Like, why not? I love Thanksgiving. I've had, you know, we had our Friendsgiving. That was cool. I remade food for my mom. Guess what she said? So I'm like,
trash.
Mom, listen. No, it was good. It was good. Oh. I didn't make a turkey, but I was like, Mom, listen, I'm going to Mexico. However, you know, she's going to be butthurt because she's a single mom, so that's how it goes. But I said, sorry, Mom, I love you. I know you listen to this. Dang it. Anyways, I was like, you know, let's have a dinner. She's like, okay, I'll just bring a pie. I'm like, well.
Great.
I guess I'll make everything.
I guess I'll bring the sides and everything
and
else.
Then, right? But we had a wonderful time. She ended up bringing brownies from Vaughn's, so it wasn't even the pie that she makes. And they were pretty good anyways, but it was a good time. I beat her butt in chess twice. Because I now play chess.
Did you watch the movie? What's the movie?
Queen's Gambit. He keeps talking about it. No, I haven't
Queen's
watched
Gambit.
It.
Oh, is that why you've been playing chess?
I a little bit.
That's entirely why.
If it wasn't for the movie, he wouldn't be watching.
One of my coworkers has a chess set, bro, and like I waxed him. I've been beating my whole office, so I'm happy about it. So,
Travis,
like,
I bet you $10 you'd beat Daniel at chess.
No,
I'm pretty good at chess.
Okay.
I bet you'd beat Daniel.
I'm really good.
Daniel, we're going to play chess.
Okay.
All right,
Stay tuned. We'll go live next week.
Oh, we'll go live next week. Me and Daniel play chess
right chess match.
That'd be a real treat for a podcast, huh? All right, Aaron, what'd you do?
I feel like that still would be fun.
I didn't really do much.
Your mom's in town, right?
Yeah. My mom's in town. That was a big thing for me. I got her a week stay at Coronado Beach Resort, 10 minutes away from here. Super nice resort. The only time I've ever been to Coronado was the only time I went with you, Daniel.
Oh,
we went jet skiing.
That was fun.
That was a long time ago,
TFTI,
though.
TFTI, geez.
That was.
No, it really was. It was a long time ago. I remember his dad was doing it, and I came by, and our Daniel's like, dude, cruise through. And I remember just driving through Coronado. It was the first time I've ever been to Coronado.
Yeah.
And all I did was, like, drive past military bases, go straight, and it was just fucking water, and Daniel's like, fucking hop on. Fucking, it was a blast. I had a great old time jet skiing.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, I got her super nice through my work and everything. I had the most sales last year, so they gave me a free week stay, and so got it for my mom for Thanksgiving. She's in town, so it's cool. I was just just hanging out with her. I have a lot of family in Long Beach, LBC, so I went up there. I'm going up there for Thanksgiving, but yeah, just been hanging out with her, walking around with her, and she's living life. She's like, I'm on vacation. She's been, you know, she hasn't been drinking a lot, so she's like, I'm drinking, fucking, I'm gonna enjoy myself. I'm like, fuck yeah, mom, fucking do your thing. And then I got her a fucking brand of badass resort. I felt really good about getting that. So, yeah, I mean, that's the extent of it.
No, that's nice, bro. That's the best out of any me and Travis, for sure.
Yeah,
that's
it feels dope. Really good. My parents are going to my dad and my stepmom are going to a desert for Thanksgiving. Of course they are.
Yeah.
So I might go out there and go ride and shit for the first time of the season. But other than that, that's about it, man. I've been watching a lot of – I watched probably every game this week, bro. I have a lot to say about this week.
Oh.
It was a good one.
This has been a great week of sports, man.
Yeah. Hell of a week.
We'll get into hell of a week. Let's start off with us, Dan. What do we got? What do we got?
What do we got? What we got is – so week 10. I think it's week 11.
It's week 11.
Our week 11 recap picks, that's the first thing we're starting out with. Then we got our NFL carousel. I'm probably going to have to pull that bad boy up. Oh, just kidding. We got it all squared away. Travis's top 10 power rankings, that's a fan favorite. Pick'em League, Aaron's five MVPs, that's a fan least favorite. Just kidding, that's a favorite as well. NBA free agency, things are going nuts. I'm excited to talk Lakers. And then away go. We're rounding up.
Stay tuned for the end. We have everybody's favorite game. Does Daniel know the jersey number?
I've had a lot of people request for this. I had Garrett, I had Kevin, I had Marcus, Miles. Everyone, we've heard it, bro. Mm-hmm. We got the game back. Mm-hmm. Travis has brought the game back. Can Daniel know the jersey number?
Just look
number?
At the look on his face.
Shooting 80% like I'm Bron, baby. Oh, let's go.
Oh, fuck out of here.
Isn't that what I did last time?
Yeah, from the layup line.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay, so do I go to the next slide?
Yeah, you go to the next slide. Well, hold on. It's like the month in doing this.
Hold on, but we're doing week 10 picks. The next thing's NFL carousel. So, okay.
So yeah, Travis, go ahead.
Yeah,
so,
Travis.
Week 10 picks, or do you want to pick ours or just recap where we were at?
Recap our week 11 just picks. Just kidding. Picks.
Cool. So first game we had was the Cardinals at the Seahawks.
That was a hell of a game. Oh, ooh, yes. I watched that game twice.
Cardinals were favored by 3.
Yeah, I remember watching that game. And,
No. Seahawks were favored by 3.
Yeah. It was a close game. The game ended 21-28, right?
Yeah. Less than a tutty.
Hell of a game. I remember watching it because I have 4 guys on fantasy on the Cardinals. I picked up the Cardinals D last second, dropped the Titans D. And then I had Edmonds, D-Hop, and Kirk.
Nice. Easy. That's a good squad right there.
I was playing Kyle Murray, though. Okay. So I was like, I was kind of jagged. RJ got me. If RJ's listening, you got me, dog. We were texting. That motherfucker got me. It was close. We were like, me and him were texting back and forth going, oh, shit. And then he got me. It was a big week for us in fantasy, too. You guys know that. But, hell of a game. Like, we knew it was going to be. Russ, in my opinion, got back to MVP form. That's what I took from it. Russ looked like the MVP Russ that we were used to. He didn't look flustered. No turnovers. He looks solid. D-Hop is still underperformed. However, he's right in the sense that he draws the pass interference penalties in those yards because there's 2 pass interference penalties. One of them was for like 45 yards and another one for like another 20. Fuck, man, that doesn't go on a stat sheet, but that he credited for like almost 60 yards at offense, that's not going to go on a stat sheet. From this game, what I took was the Cardinals are still legit. However, Russ is still an MVP candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing for me. I mean, this was 2 dropped DK Metcalf passes from being almost a blowout. Like, they would have had touches on those. You know what I mean?
DK is also known for that. I know
that's why he came in. When he came out of college, I was
that's
the
why
one
he was a second
him.
Round
yeah,
pick. Because, there's a reason he was a second round pick. You know what
look
mean?
At him. He does not look like
however,
a second
he's,
round pick.
He's known to drop balls like that. However, Russ threw a fastball to him, and they called it. It was a Randy Johnson fastball, they called it.
Yeah, but
however,
it hit you in the chin.
Did I put it in a bad spot there, bud? Fuck.
Yeah, Aaron or Daniel, anything on this one?
No, because we're going to do a carousel in about 5 minutes, so let's just run through these games.
Okay.
How's that sound, boys?
All right, well, Aaron and Travis picked the Cardinals. Daniel picked the Seahawks. He got that one.
Nice.
The second one real quick, I guess we'll get him on the carousel. Titans at Ravens, -6.5. That was a 6-point spread, right? Or a 6-point game, right? Because it was a tutty in overtime. Yeah, it was a 6.5-point spread. The Ravens were favored by 6.5. It doesn't matter. Me and Aaron picked the Titans. We got that one. Daniel picked the Ravens. He lost.
Okay.
I picked the Ravens.
Aaron picked the Ravens. Me and Daniel picked the Titans. I just read it wrong on my phone, but we got everything correct. Third game, Jets at Chargers. It was an 8.5-point spread. Daniel was the only one who picked the Chargers. You should have known
so
that they were going to come back.
When we were waxing them, though, by like hey, two. They, that was really that was just garbage time scores. Can we agree? All right. I know I have to take the theoretical.
We are doing what you're saying and moving on.
Okay, dude. Sorry.
Shut up.
True.
You're the one who had attitude earlier when you were trying to talk about these.
We're gonna break it down all in the carousel. Next thing.
And then Chiefs at Raiders. The Chiefs were favored by 6.5. They won by 4. We all lost.
Fuck.
We all picked the Chiefs on that one. Then we got Rams at Bucks that just wrapped up. The Bucks were favored by 3. Rams took it straight up, and we all got that wrong as well.
Fuck.
Copy.
There's 2 ones where we all went over.
Fuck.
So we actually all tied 2-2-2. So none of us are smart, and we're all a little dumb.
Nice, I like it.
That was pretty accurate. That was pretty accurate. I'm gonna tell you that.
That was a perfect way to explain it, bro. I feel you. All right, on to the carousel. Thanks. I'm excited, bro. These were some good games. Aaron Run watched it. A lot. I did too.
Swipe it, dude.
I'm going to swipe it while I'm talking. Let me talk. Swiper, no swiping.
I don't have anything to say. Hey, that first game, me and Aaron already got our 2 cents in. What do you got, Dan?
Jeez. First game was the Cardinals at Seahawks. What did you guys say about it again?
Oh, you were on the skill. I watched it twice. I watched it live, and then Marcus came over on Friday. He had to, get his car done. He just kind of just hung out with me because I'm working from home.
I remember you called me, right?
And he was just – I was like, hey, can you put something on for me? And I was like, of course, this. It's football. And he was like, nah, this sucks. And I was like, well, there's a fucking replay on. He's like, fuck it, let's watch that. So I watched that shit twice with them too. Nice. But, dude, a great game again. I kind of gave my takes. Russ looked good. Kyler looked okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't think I watched too much of it. I can't remember it anymore. I think I was working, but – yeah, I did see the highlights. Oh, yeah, I did watch it. It was Dalton's birthday, the one that came on. I was very hammered. So I watched it with him. We went to a bar in San Diego.
Not surprised.
And, yes, man, Russell looked good. DK had a couple drops. I think you guys were making mention of that, right?
Yeah, we were.
Okay, I apologize.
Where the fuck has Daniel been for the last three fucking
You know what
minutes,
I was doing? Like, I was playing chess on my phone against somebody that played me, and I just had to do a move really quick.
Okay.
Sorry, well. Okay? I apologize. But anyways, Russ looked back to form. That's all there is to it. Next game, Lions at Panthers. Panthers, did the Panthers win 20-0? Is that real? They scored nothing?
And with the backup quarterback who played the XFL.
Hey, thank you.
Who killed it.
Killed it.
Did he kill it? He was
What's
nice.
What's his name? PJ.
PJ something cool. He's a cool name.
Wait, what happened to PJ old
Tucker.
Boy?
Yeah. No, PJ Tucker's the center for the Rockets.
That's the center for the Rockets.
It sounded good.
At 6'5".
Anyways, hey, shout out Carolina. Dude, Detroit, I really don't know what's going wrong with Detroit.
Matt Patricia, there's your answer.
Matt Patricia has been atrocious. I think they should move on from
P.J. Walker.
P.J. Walker, that's close.
Yeah, you got the yeah.
But they just got to move on. You don't throw a goose egg up and think that you're good. Or, not that you're good, just, you're competent in what you have. And then the Panthers, you know what I mean? I thought they were going to be better this year. They've had their deal with injuries. Now Teddy's out.
What happened to Teddy? Because I missed that.
He just sprained his ankle.
No, it was his knee again.
Oh, was it?
It was his knee, but they're being super cautious about it. But shout out PJ. You know, he got cut from 12 different teams I saw after going being undrafted from Temple. Got cut from 12 different teams. And then Andrew Luck, he was the backup quarterback for, backup for Andrew Luck, but in the quarterback room with him. And Andrew Luck's dad is the commissioner for the XFL.
That's right.
And so Andrew Luck put him on, and they put him on the better team, I guess. And he had 15 touchdowns in 5 games in the XFL, got a shot for the Carolina Panthers. He was the first guy from the XFL to get signed. And then for Teddy to get hurt, he slid in, and he looked good. I think he threw for 220, 2 tutties. Good for him, bro. Mm-hmm.
One tutty, 2 picks.
Oh, 1 tutty, 2 picks?
Marginal at best.
Well, he won 20-0.
But yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, facts.
That's
facts.
Matt Stafford. And,
sorry, I was looking. I was like, let me see how this guy did.
I didn't know exactly, but
yeah, I mean, he performed well and he got the win. I think Matt Patricia's
that's
out.
That's good.
I think Matt Stafford is out. Yeah. I think he's going to
I think
go
Matt
somewhere
Stafford
else.
Needs to be a backup somewhere.
I think he's better. I think the Lions are holding him back.
Yeah.
I think the Lions are holding. He's a good quarterback.
Where would you like to see him go? I think he's a great quarterback.
I'd like to see him on the Colts.
That's a good one.
You know what I mean?
I like
for
that
next
a lot.
Year. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Why not?
I like that a lot. After
you know, they got a win now team. Wow. They got a dude who started for 11.
He would
years
actually be an upgrade. Let's
I
be
think
real.
He'd
okay,
be a big upgrade.
Okay, come on. Of course, he's an upgrade. Right,
next one. Okay, next one. Titans Ravens. We all want to talk about this. This one went into overtime. Titans squeaked it out. Not squeaked it out. They won well. Derrick Henry
overtime,
was
so, I mean,
bodying folks. AJ Brown looked really good. You know, Lamar Jackson looked marginal. I will say it. I'm not going to lie to you. He didn't look great. He leaned on his tight ends as he always does. Still can't throw out of the numbers. You know, if I was the Ravens ownership, I wouldn't know what to do, man. I don't think that he commands a massive contract straight up. I know he was an MVP last year, but I just don't. So what do you guys think?
Travis, I'll let you take the reins on this game. I'll finish it.
Well, there's a few things that I want to take into account. The Ravens lost their left tackle, Ronnie Staley, who's their most physical, best offensive lineman.
Yeah, facts. I did see that.
They lost Calais Campbell, their biggest physical defensive tackle.
Also Williams.
Also,
tackle.
Yeah, Williams, I can't think of his name. But they've had their four most big and physical guys. Marshall Yonda retired. Their four most strong and physical guys on the offensive line and defensive line are out. You know, this team is physical. This is a physicality team. I don't know how else to say it. I know that sounded stupid. But
okay,
also,
but what are you seeing with your eyes of when this quarterback plays quarterback?
What I'm seeing is exactly what I saw last year and the year before. He does the exact same things. It's just that
Travis has called this for a
but
while.
But maybe teams are figuring him out.
Teams are figuring him out, one. And two, he doesn't have the right, like, he doesn't have his guys. I think he's a guy where if everything is perfect, he can go out and win 13, 14 games in the regular season and maybe one or two playoff games. But I still think his inability to throw the ball outside the numbers or put it on a line accurately is what's holding him back from being a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. He still could. I mean, obviously, if you have the right team. But I don't like his wide receivers. I don't think Marquise Goodwin is a number one wide receiver.
No, A.J. Brown. Or Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood Brown. Yeah, yeah.
And
sorry.
You're thinking of second one is not.
Number 83. I can't think of his name with a hair.
I'll think of it. Yeah.
But what I mean is he's relying major on his tight ends because he doesn't have any real talent at wide receiver. His running back by committee is working great. Yeah. But it's a very difficult thing for the Ravens right now. The Titans are rolling. They're kind of back going how they were playing. Defense is slightly getting better. Derrick Henry's Derrick Henry.
He was good.
That's all he got on it.
And I'm sorry that I made the Titans like I just said the Ravens did bad. I don't think that. I think the Titans did great. You know, but yeah, sorry with that. Go ahead.
There's a couple things that I watched almost every snap of this game, followed it through and through. I watched it in Long Beach with my uncle. Shout out Johnny if he listens to this. But watching the game, what I kind of took from it was what Travis just said. Like, he still can't throw outside the numbers if they've kind of figured him out, which I heard a commentator say this, and it was kind of spot on. After the Titans game in the championship game, didn't it seem like Tennessee figured out Lamar Jackson? You know, he had one touchdown to three turnovers against the Titans in that AFC Championship game. And he says ever since that game, Lamar has not been the same.
This whole year he's been off.
And what I kind of took from that was he's spot on. I was like, the Titans kind of just gave him what they gave him. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get any fucking home run shots. You're not going to get anything huge on us. We're just going to let you have what you have and then just play it from there. Lamar Jackson finished the whole game, total yards, rushing and passing, under 250 against the Titans. That's unheard of for Lamar Jackson, especially with rushing and everything.
Yeah.
We had one interception against them. It was kind of a bad interception from him. Super reliant on his tight ends. Mark Andrews is a great tight end
Fantastic.
To rely
really
on.
Really good.
However, Hurst that they had last year.
Not there.
Not there. Who was their third string that was really good that was there? I don't remember his name. However, they had Hayden. Was it Hayden?
Hayden Hurst.
Oh, Hayden Hurst. However, there was a third. No, there was a third. There
yeah,
was
a third
tight end.
Yeah, I know.
That is no longer there. So they're super reliant on him. And, you know, you can put a safety over the top on a tight end, kind of take him away. Also from that, the Titans defense has considerably got better. Mm-hmm. You know, in my opinion, I think the addition of
Desmond King
has been all the difference, in my opinion. He's been wonderful for us.
Rub it in.
Even this week, our pass rush is still super subpar. Jadeveon Clowney, we signed him to the 1 year, $15 million. He's on the IR for 3 weeks. This motherfucker hasn't got a single sack on the whole year. You understand that?
Fucking trash.
I bet his market value plummeted this year. Fucking trash. We still can't get to the quarterback. However, our secondary play has been better. We lost our star linebacker in Jayon Brown.
When was that, in the beginning of the game or end?
It's about mid-game, near the end of the game. Gotcha. He was balling out. Derrick Henry, though, can't say enough good things about him. I saw in the first half of games that he, in his career, he has 1,024 yards and 6 touchdowns with like a 4.2 average. Very marginal. You know what I mean? Like super subpar. The second half of games since 2019, he has 1,800 yards, 22 touchdowns, and he averages 5.8 yards a carry. Holy shit. And it's the epitome of the Titans, you know what I mean? We'll fucking come at you, run 2 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards, -1, 2 5-yard, and then Derrick Henry punches one. And what do? Got to overtime. We were down by 11 in this game, by the way. So shout out Tannehill for bringing us back. A.J. Brown, like you mentioned, had a hell of a touchdown.
That was a grown-ass man run, bro. That was sick.
He broke like 3 tackles. He leads the league in wide receivers, broken tackles. Corey Davis went over 100 yards
again. Yeah, he was good.
He had 118, and then Derrick Henry breaking that 30-yard touchdown after he already had 100 yards in the overtime. It was the epitome of the Titans. I was very skeptical. It's why I picked the Ravens. But the Ravens are regressing more than we anticipated. I didn't think this was going to happen like that. Losing 4 of your interior linemen, offense and defense, is huge. I knew that going in
especially
as well.
Especially for a physical football team.
Especially going against Derrick Henry. Yeah. Fuck me.
You guys, real quick, though. I look at Lamar. I think about the situation with Carson Wentz where they say He's got not enough guys. He's got his tight ends that he leans on heavily, right? That's what they say about Carson. They paid him all this money. Well, you should be able to make your team better, but your situation's bad. Is that Lamar, bro? Like, I'm not saying Lamar's as bad as Carson. Please don't get it twisted. You know, Carson's digressed tremendously, but this guy's digressed a little bit. All I'm asking you is, what kind of money will this guy receive? Like, what would you be willing to pay him if you're the Ravens? Because I don't think it's top dollar, bro.
I don't know about the money contract or the money in the contract. I don't know exactly. You're right. If I was the Ravens front office, I wouldn't know what the fuck to do either at this
point. Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's a tough one. However, my best friend, CJ Kazembe, who's in Kansas, he's a huge Ravens fan. I was talking mad shit to him. He told me, I asked him, I was like, what the fuck's wrong with the Ravens? Like, what? He told me, he was like, Harbaugh needs to be gone. He was like, Harbaugh got his whole seat. Remember, he was on the hot seat. Mm-hmm. He was literally on his way out.
That's what I said, remember?
And then Lamar came in, had his MVP season. Harbaugh was sucking his dick and saying, like, oh, I love you. You're the fucking reason. And he leaned on Lamar, saved his job. Lamar saved his job, hands down. So what my boy CJ is telling me that he wants to see is he wants to see Harbaugh gone, and he wants to get the offensive coordinator from
Greg
Kansas
Roman?
City.
Oh, Eric Bieniemy.
He wants the offensive coordinator to be the head coach, and he thinks that's going to be all the difference, and it's kind of hard to argue. And so if that happens, I think I would have to wait another year if I'm the Ravens to pay him out.
Yeah.
That's tough if I'm the Lamar's agent because I'm like, fuck, you pay me now?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, Daniel.
CJ, I hear you on that, and I hope you listen, but, you know, I have a really bad coach on the Chargers, and Justin Herbert, as a rookie, looks outstanding, bro. Like, yeah, I would take Harbaugh over our coach right now, but I hear you. You know, I mean, good dudes won a Super Bowl. I will say that, but I get it. He was on the hot seat. I brought that up last week, 100%. Trav, are you paying old boy, or what's the contract look like?
This is the way I look at it. I want this guy on my team. You can franchise tag for 3 years. He's a first-round pick. You got him for 8 years guaranteed.
Yeah.
No rush to pay him. I don't got to pay him.
I don't
care what the agent says. You got – he was the last pick in the first round.
What if he holds out?
Okay, then don't make any money. Like, I don't care. Like, here's the deal. I'm not giving you $150 million.
Can't you?
Or half a billion.
You're a first-round draft pick. I got you for 2 more years guaranteed, kiddo, and then I can franchise tag your ass 3 more times.
Yeah.
I ain't paying you a dollar.
God, Travis should be a GM.
Why don't teams do that more, bro?
That's what they're doing with Dak.
Yeah, I know.
This is what I'm saying. But the reason that Wentz got paid early and the reason Jared Goff got paid early and the reason Patrick Mahomes got paid off early, or paid early is
because
you can
eyeball
extend
test,
it.
They were lit?
No, because you can extend it
Between
over years. If you pay him right after, then if you pay there or if you were to pay Lamar Jackson when his contract is up, you give him a 5-year, $195 million deal.
Yeah.
$195 million in those 5 years. But if you're going to extend him like those other guys, you could spread it out over like 7 years. So
yeah,
it's not as hard to hit against the cap. So, no. If he wants to have an MVP next year, sure. If you got me 2 MVPs in the first 5 in your rookie contract, I'm paying you whatever the hell you want. That's what Patrick Mahomes got, $500 million. So, no, I'm waiting on this dude. I'm going to try as my hardest to get talent around him. I'm going to keep stability. I think John Harbaugh is a great head coach. He's obviously been successful in the playoffs and won a Super Bowl. I'm going to hold on to him, keep the stability for Lamar, and just ride it out. And then when the time comes to make the decision, no need to make it early.
Travis, you're smart. You're spot on with this. We got to keep going.
Yeah,
we got to go a little bit faster.
I know. Important one to discuss.
It was important. What I got from it is I think the Ravens missed the playoffs.
They're on the outside looking in right now.
They're third in their division.
I think the Ravens missed the playoffs. I think Harbaugh gets fired, and I think the Ravens are going to be much better for it next year.
I hope the Chargers get them then, if that's the case.
The Titans have started the season 5-0. They were 1-3 after they went 5-0. So I've been very skeptical about them. For them to bounce back, even though it's against a regressing Ravens team, it's still Lamar Jackson, still a solid team. This was a great win and headed in the right direction, and it's going to be a hell of an AFC South matchup next week.
No discredit to the Titans for sure. Next one's the Saints at Falcons. Saints defense held up, bro. Taysom Hill had his first start, and he's 30 years old, brother. You know, I think he's thrown the ball 20 times in his career, which is insane. He did well. He was like 24 or 32. He hit Michael Thomas for 11 receptions, 104 yards, so he leaned on him. But guess what? He threw to 5 different receivers, bro. I bet you didn't know that. That's really cool. So he spread the ball out really well. He had two scores on the ground, nothing in the air, but zero turnovers. He managed the game tremendously.
Yeah, 50 rushing yards. He was solid.
50 rushing yards. Sean Payton knows exactly what he's doing. Me and Aaron talked about this game on the way in. Credit him. Credit Sean Payton, but credit Taysom Hill for doing exactly what he needed to do. So, yeah.
My thoughts exactly. I thought Daniel said it all. Taysom Hill looked great. However, the Saints defense looked better. Matt Ryan, I thought he was going to do good. He fucked me in fantasy. but no, dude, Daniel, you said enough, bro. Taysom Hill looked good. Sean Payton's smart.
Sean Payton is a genius. You know what he did? He waited until Friday to announce that Taysom Hill was starting when everybody thought that it was going to be numb nuts.
Fucking even genius. Me. I was trying to pick him up in fantasy. Thankfully, I didn't get him.
Dude, but you see they revoked his tight end shit? Like, you know what I mean? Because in my other NFL fantasy league, my ESPN
he was available
league,
for like tight end.
He was available to tight end. And Cisco, my boy Cisco. Shout out Cisco. Hey, Cisco, if you're listening, dog, he's going to get our stickers made finally.
Nice.
So shout out it's Cisco. Cool. But he put him at fucking tight end, and he fucking killed it, dude. That son of a bitch.
Fucker. He's like, dang it. So did he get him or did he not get him at tight end?
Yeah, like, he played him at tight end.
So he got two rushing touchdowns as a
tight end. So he had the
end.
Two rushing touchdowns and the passing yards and shit, bro.
That's fire.
Dead ass, bro. Dude, fucking that's Cisco so made lit. Out like a bandit.
Oh, Lord.
All right, yeah, that's right filthy. On that one. Let's get moving on. Next one, the lowly Jets against the almost as lowly Chargers. 34-28. Looked like it was going to be a comeback at the end.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, it's Chargers.
It looked like a blowout, dude. Justin Herbert is a franchise quarterback. He looks all like he's amazing, bro. I don't know else to say it, bro. Yeah. Like he's doing what we thought Joe Burrow was going to do. Yeah. He's doing things that we thought the number one picks for the last 5 years were going to do. You know what I mean? Like this guy's putting up crazy numbers. What'd you say? He had five games with three touchdowns.
First time a rookie's
that's
ever
fucking
done that.
Unreal. And he's only played in 9 out of the 10 games.
Yeah.
He has another 6 games to go. If I'm a Charger fan, which we have a lot of Charger fans listening, you know, Jose.
About half of them.
You know, all of them.
Joe Bleasy, shout out.
Yeah, Jober, everyone that's listening, dude, like, Billy, fucking dude, I'd be hyped if I'm a Charger fan. Like, you have your franchise quarterback, and guess what? It's a franchise quarterback that can move around in the pocket.
Which is insane.
And everyone's been bitching about that for 15 years. Is very optimistic. However, you still let the Jets put up 28 on you. Yeah. That is fucking skeptical. I don't care how, like, your defense should not allow the Jets to put up 28 on you. Yeah. And that is absurd. Yes, there was another blocked punt. Special
That's
teams
crazy.
Has been crazy bad. And Anthony Lynn's going to be on his way out. However, optimistically, and I want to be positive as I can, Charger fans should be very, very, very pleased on what they're looking at right now with Herbert.
Well, listen here. I'm a Charger fan.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you a little bit something about what I realized over the past several weeks.
Go ahead there, Rob.
For the last 15 years,
I thought it was the last several weeks.
No, listen. For the last 15 years, listen to me.
Okay, sorry.
Can I finish talking?
Yeah, I don't know. I was feeling a little froggy. Okay, my bad.
For the last 15 years, I was convinced Phillip Rivers was a good quarterback. And then I watched this dude for about 3 weeks, and I realized, dude, I've been putting up with that. Yeah, this dude is – the word that always comes to my mind is electric. Like, I know that's corny. But it's unbelievable. Like, watching this guy zip that touchdown pass he had to Keenan Allen.
That was
he
disgusting.
Threw that 30 yards, and that did not go an inch up or an inch down. And I swear
and
to God,
he was
I
rolling
blinked.
To his left, like off his back left. Foot. That was gross.
I blinked, and that ball teleported from his hand to Keenan Allen's hand, 35 yards down the field. With
he said
the
even Keenan was like, "What?"
He said it looked Patrick Mahomes like.
Yeah, I did.
I said it looked Steve Young like.
The power in that throw looks Patrick Mahomes like.
Okay,
like that was
Steve Young. I like that. The Steve Young though. I like
that
it.
Was stupid. Like, I couldn't believe it. And then there
I
was another
the rolling out on a roll.
Oh, yeah, I feel you. But that's Patrick Mahomes, too. I mean,
yeah,
you know
you're
I mean?
Not wrong.
He With threw that it across, sidearm yeah, he, flick, bro, like, what?
He threw it across his body. It was amazing. This dude has an absolute hose, and the team is built around him, but, you know, Chargers being Chargers, they can't put it together.
Yeah.
That's all I got on that.
That's the best way to put it. Everything's right, but the Chargers are going
to
Charger.
But would it, yeah, but, like, yeah. If Justin Herbert was a bust, that wouldn't be Charger-esque. The Chargers have to give you hope. They have to give you something to grab onto.
Unless his name's Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, well. True.
All right, let's move on. Cowboys.
Well, there
and Daniel, they get to talk about it.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about
I'm sorry.
It's all good. I don't even want to gloat too much. You know, we beat the Jets, of course, and that's really not cool. But
while Chris
what I will
sitting 0-10, he's like, fuck
yeah. Oh, shoot. Nah, man. Joe Flacco looked pretty good, though. He was lighting it up. I think
except for that first throw of the game. What the hell was he thinking?
Oh, that pick six? Yeah. That 5-yard pick six?
That was after the block punt, right?
No, that was after.
Or no.
That was later.
They was ran later?
It. Yeah, they blocked the punt. Ran Frank Gore, 39-year-old, whatever.
Dude, he was running down our throat. That was insane.
Punched it in. And then
they decided to throw Denzel Perryman in there. Go figure. He's been making plays all year. Bad coaching again, Anthony Lynn. Anyways, yes, we beat the Jets. Me and Travis, first off, we hated the pick of Justin Herbert. Yep. So let's get that straight. We'll take that one right on the chin.
Oh, I've said it many a times. I think I said it every week.
I know, but I just want to own that because, like, we got to own our L's, and I'm with that. Let's just let Herbert's play do his talking, man. This dude's legit. I think I'm very confident in him. Like, he's unreal. I think he shows flashes of P. Mahomes. I think he shows flashes of some really – top talent. I think he'll be a top 5 QB for sure for years to come. So I'm excited.
Next. I saw a thing. I just want to mention.
Go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Is like, who would you take over Herbert for the next 10 years?
I'll take him over Lamar Jackson.
I would right too. Now. Yeah. I would too. The only person I would take over him is probably Mahomes.
Yeah. Straight up. Really. Like,
realistically, for 10 years, 5 years, there's a little bit.
You can get A-Rod.
I get A-Rod. There's a couple other people I might pick over him. 10 years? No, it's Herbert hands down, bro. It's Mahomes than Herbert for next 10 years.
And maybe maybe Kyler Murray's in that conversation. No, maybe
I'd
rather. Not.
I'll take the even 660.
I'd still take Herbert.
I agree. I'm just saying maybe you're right.
To, yeah, for argument's
isn't
sake.
That kind of cool 100%. To think?
That's wonderful to think. All right, let's move on.
Yes.
Cowboys, Vikings. This was kind of a close game, and I didn't think it was going to be. I thought the Vikings were going to blow them out, especially the way they've been playing, the way
Four wins in a row.
Been playing. And then for them to lose to the lonely Cowboys? What the fuck?
Zeke put on a show.
I mean, Andy Dalton came back and he did okay, but it was. I mean, like Zeke looks like shit.
CeeDee Lamb, you see that catch?
No, Zeke. Yeah, that's gross.
That catch.
Yeah, I mean, I know Zeke did some things, but like honestly, it's like, have you heard Zeke's name this whole year?
No, I haven't heard of it. First game over 100 yards in 10 weeks.
That's my point. I was like, dude, Zeke is like when he got paid his money, I knew he was gonna do trash.
Yeah, he
was.
He seems like that guy, huh?
He was in Cabo partying before he got it, bro. And like, and guess what? All your offensive linemen that even got you that fucking contract are gone.
Yeah.
They're hurt or gone. Mm-hmm. So, like, dude, I'm going to let you know. If your offensive line is not an all-pro like what you had, sorry, buddy. You're not going to be that fucking 5-year, $90 million running back that we paid you. And you're going to be the fucking little bell cow that is going to be out of the league in 4 years.
Yeah,
I'm dead serious about that.
He really just isn't panning out. But the thing I took out of this game is, Vikings, you know, they're kind of been a weird season for them. Cowboys, like, whatever. But the thing that I think is so funny, real quick, I'm just going to say, CeeDee Lamb looks really good. Jerry Jeudy has mossed some dudes. And Henry Ruggs, I swear to God, I haven't seen him do one thing, and he got picked before both of them.
Yeah.
And I think that's an extremely Raider thing to do. Yeah. As good as they've been, they still screw up those little things, and it drives me insane. Even though I want them to suck, I just couldn't believe it. But, yeah, this game, whatever. Cowboys.
I think the Vikings – I said this in like week 3 or 4 or maybe 5 when they had lost a bunch. They were like 1-5. I was like, listen, this team is not what their actual record is. Remember when I said that? And they rattled off 4 wins in a row. I think that Andy Dalton had – no, it was 4.
Well, no, they got 4 wins right now.
Yeah. Really? It was 3 in a row. But
it was 3 in a row.
All right, fine. 3 wins. Sorry. Anyways, I still think that Vikings team's good. I think Andy Dalton did well, bro. He threw for 3 touchdowns, 1 pick with an atrocious O-line, like we said. And I feel that this is justification not to pay Dak or potentially franchise him again. That's just me being the devil's advocate again. I apologize. Bro, he looked good. What are we talking about? Like Andy Dalton, who everyone hates on. Oh, he played on the Bengals. My guy, you look just as good as Dak has ever in the last 2 years.
Andy Dalton had one good game. The game before we got hurt, he looked
I don't
like
want to waste too much time
he
on this.
I don't like either. Quarter. I don't he only either. Played a quarter. I'm just saying, okay, next game we got the Chiefs and the Raiders. Chiefs squeak this one out. Raiders look good. Raiders beat them the first game, remember. This was at Las Vegas, so you thought the Raiders might squeak it out. They had a lot of injuries on the defensive side, okay? A lot of injuries, actually. And they
a lot
were
of
still,
them on the COVID list.
A lot of them on the COVID list. Their D-end, Cleveland Farrell, who's been a force. A lot of guys were injured or on the COVID list, but they still put up a good fight, and it took a Patrick Mahomes, you know, come back from behind win as he does to get it done, man. Pat Mahomes doing his thing. The Raiders look for real. That's what my takes from this one.
I watched every snap of this game. I was in Long Beach. My uncle, my family are huge Raider fans, like diehard. Literally, like my uncle has a Raider bike that he spent oodles of money on, like literally like six figures of money on this fucking Harley Davidson. And it's been in Snoop Dogg's music videos. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Like, it's been signed by a lot of Raiders, been signed by Snoop Dogg, it's been signed by Kobe Bryant. My uncle has a lot of shit from L.A., huge Raider fan. I watch every snap with them, and, like, I was rooting for the – I found myself rooting for the Raiders. I was like, yo.
Why not, yeah.
And, dude, they look good. Derek Carr? Mm-hmm. Derek Carr looks all the part of a franchise quarterback,
I've
man.
I've never hated him.
John Gruden actually looks like a good head coach there, too. Like, they've – the Raiders have done a magnificent job.
They're gritty.
Minus that Henry Ruggs pick. And I think that's going to come to bite him in the ass. Because if you had Jerry Jeudy, this would be a much better team.
Oh,
dead ass.
So bad.
Much better team.
What was Henry Ruggs' thing? He ran like a 4.2 or something?
Yeah, he was really
a speedy
fast
guy. And he has some catches and he has some little flashes. But they're so far and few between. And it's just like, it's not even worth it.
He's
bro.
Just a dude.
Like, he's just a dude. He's just a guy. It's his rookie year. So we're going to hold Pat on Tron. Like, come on. Like, I'm going to give a guy a rookie, especially, you know what I mean, someone that's kind of just thrown into a starting role. You know, wide receiver number one, you expect him to be? Come on.
One catch for 5 yards, that's tough.
That's my point.
I mean,
exactly.
Jay Jefferson's been lighting up the league with who's his quarterback on the Vikings? Kirk Cousins, bro.
Yeah,
like,
CeeDee Lamb and
Jordan
Moss and guys. This is number one receiver taken. That's just nuts to me. Real quick, though, for me,
first rookie year.
There was 2 minutes left. I had no doubt in my mind the Chiefs were going to win. I think Jonathan
Abram.
Because
Pat Mahomes does that, bro. No. Like, he's filthy.
I hate Jonathan Abram. He's the most annoying player.
Oh, he's,
I saw your tweet.
And the first
I agreed with that
and the
very much
and
so.
The reason the Chiefs won the game is because Jonathan Abram had deep middle. And then Patrick Mahomes started moving a little bit, and he bailed.
He jumped.
He booked
it.
He's like, I'm going to go hit him. And
I
then
saw it.
Tossed to the freaking 10-time All-Pro tight end wide open in the middle of the end zone. That's, like, dude's trash. He's been horrible. I hate
so
him.
So I feel you.
He's a douche.
Ironically, I played a lot like Abrams.
That's
serious. I played a lot like Abrams where I, like, played with my hair on fire. I was always coming up on guys. Sometimes I'd blow coverages just to blitz because I fucking felt like that was the right decision. But you're spot on, though. If I was him, like, I'm also not in
the
NFL.
Yeah, this is the NFL level, man. You've got to do your job,
this
right?
Guy,
but he talks like, you know, he'll make one tackle, and he's real. He's talkative. He's being the doing
bro,
the
he's
most.
A very passionate. He's a very Raider guy. He's a Raider guy. Very passionate. Plays with his heart, like, heart on his sleeve. Fucking goes balls to the wall. I fucking love his play.
Is he like Russell Westbrook in a way? Like a Russell Westbrook football?
Yeah. I mean, he's just
in
he's
a
just,
way.
But
he's too, like,
the undisciplinedness.
He's undisciplined.
It is the difference between an elite, someone who's elite, and someone who's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. He's not elite.
Yeah.
And for that reason, he's going to make these timely mistakes, especially against, like you said, an all-pro tight end and Cavs. Dude, he was wide open 26 seconds.
Because,
like,
he booked it. The second Patrick Mahomes started,
I watched it. He rolled out on the right-hand side. Abrams was in the middle. He should have got kept deep middle. You saw the wide receivers literally cleared out the corners by going into the corner and then opening up the middle for him where the most space is. This is a smart fucking play call, and Abrams just jagged it. And I don't know. I the Raiders are solid, bro.
They're
great lit.
Team.
Raiders are great. The Chiefs are that much better, especially because you have Mahomes, and I think that's the difference. Their defense got shredded by Carr, though. I'll let you know that.
Yo, they definitely did. But let's get off that. Let's get through this next one quick, too. Steelers.
Yeah, real quick with this.
Best team versus second worst team. They smacked them. Anybody got anything to say?
Nothing.
Nope, nothing.
Okay, next one. Perfect. Patriots at Texans. A little bit to say about this one. Texans actually got an extra win, which is kind of nuts because they've been pretty bad all year.
Yeah.
Was that their third win?
Yeah, and then you got the Patriots out here that are just kind
of. They're missing the playoffs. That's also.
Of course
they
are. I don't really have too much to say.
No,
Watson had a great game.
He did.
That's about it.
Yeah.
I faced him. Of course, go figure. His first game doing well. Next one, Browns at Eagles. Carson Wentz looking horrible again, just severely underperforming. Like, what do you do?
If you think Carson Wentz is a good quarterback, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that does at this point. Listen, what are you going to do? He is paid for the next 2 years, a lot of money. Do you sit this guy? Do you put in the guy they got in the second round? Jalen Hurts. I don't think that you really can because his money's all, you know, pretty much guaranteed for the most part. That sucks. They're going to have to figure that out somehow. This dude holds on to the ball too long. He makes terrible reads. His progressions are dog shit as well.
Battle line, that's a terrible combination.
And Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have that much help, but guess what? You're making money like you – doesn't matter if you have help or not. You're making that kind of money where you have to change a franchise, and you're not, bro. You actually digressed severely since you had an almost MVP season when you guys went to the Super Bowl. But Nick Foles was able to figure it out. So, yeah, really bad. I don't know what the Eagles do, man.
No, this is what happens.
And so is Baker. Baker's bad, too.
The NFL, Travis, the GM, tell us.
The NFL favors the bold. Look at Arizona. They spent the
That's
number.
Lit.
They favors the what?
The Fortune bold.
Favors the bold.
I like the it. Go, bold. Go, go. Hit us with this.
Cliff Kingsbury, or excuse me, let's go back. Go back a year before Kyler Murray and Chris. Cliff Kingsbury. They got Josh Rosen with the 10th overall pick, and they got Steve Stiles or some other whatever.
I remember,
right?
I remember.
They were bad. It was the same GM. The GM said, "Listen, I'm not sticking to this. I don't care that we spent a first round pick on it. I don't care that we just hired this guy. Get him out." And they got Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray, who won Rookie of the Year and is in an MVP conversation at least this year. Cliff Kingsbury looked got him in great position.
That's so fire.
You can't sit there and have an ego if you're going to be a GM, if you're going to be a guy running a team, president of operations. You look at the situation. Carson Wentz has been dog shit since his MVP year or whatever it was. Horrible.
Move really on. Bad.
So bad.
Move on. He doesn't have the right mentality. He doesn't have the right discipline. Get him out. Start over. You got Jalen Hurts.
The main thing that was weird for me, I didn't mean to cut you
off. No, go ahead.
The main thing that was weird for me is I agree. However, we didn't have this initial thought going into the season.
Oh, no.
However, they still drafted Jalen Hurts, so maybe they had it in the back of their mind. However.
Well, Carson gets hurt a lot, bro. That's why they had that in the back of their mind, in my opinion, you know?
That's a good point.
But go ahead.
But yeah. What I was thinking is, like, you still want, like, kind of with Aaron Rodgers, you want to get these guys help as much as you can. You have a franchise quarterback. You have a number one quarterback. You give these guys help if you have the first round draft pick. You know, or not first round, but like someone in the first round. You give these guys kind of help.
Well, they got Jalen Rager. I mean, that was their. I think that was their first round pick, right? Yeah, it was their first round pick.
And what has he done?
Well, I mean, who's he got? Well, Scouse, who's he got?
That kind of killed me on the in my point. So you're right.
No, but go ahead.
No, hold on. Speaking on that real quick.
He might be the wrong
pick. You need talent, but that pick six he threw to the Browns, the decisions that he's making. It doesn't matter what talent you have. Those were horrible decisions. I don't care if you have DeAndre Hopkins and you have whatever.
That'll help, though.
He obviously would help. But when I look at him play, he makes bad decisions. It's not a matter of like him like not having help, I think.
You know, Carson Wentz and Daniel Jones are on the same fucking level. That's where I'm at right now.
And tied for first.
That's how bad. But the thing is.
Don't hate on my boy Dan, bro.
I also don't think this is the weird like predicament that the Eagles are in. Do you start Carson Wentz or do you start Jalen? And the reason why I say you still go with Carson Wentz
because he's paid a shitload.
That's paid a shitload. Let him ride him out this season just so you can give that justification. Like I let him ride it out the fucking season.
Yeah, you're already in last.
And guess what?
First
and last at 3-7 or 3-6-1.
Tied for last.
No, the Eagles are in first with 3-6-1.
Everyone else has three and seven.
Dude, they got the ringer coming up. They got to face the Packers. Okay, they got. They're gonna be in last.
What I'm getting to is currently you're in first.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Currently you're in first because you're in first. I'm running Carson Wentz. Run into the shit to what it is. And if this is kind of exposing what Carson Wentz is, great. Let's run Jalen. However, if they were in 3-7 and in last, they would have already started Jalen Hurts. I promise you they would have already started him. It's the only reason that he hasn't is because they're still in the fucking hunt, which they shouldn't be.
This is where I'm going to rebuttal you with. I 100% agree, right? How you were talking about the Dolphins, like you have Ryan, whatever, Fitzpatrick. We're going to get to that next game. That's the next game.
We're going.
Like, you want to make that move now. What I see it is, yeah, you're in first place in division, but you're 3-7-1. You're not going to win a playoff game. I'm sorry, you're not. What could happen with Jalen Hurts? What could happen is he could come in, kind of Taysom Hill everybody. Nobody knows what's going on with Jalen Hurts. Like, we don't know. We have no film on him. It might spark some things. It might get everybody going. It might have the right guy in the room, get Carson out, and everybody's like, oh, God, I got to figure it out.
In my opinion, it sends a message. Like, your highest paid player is getting benched because he can't perform.
It's like, I don't care. Grab some pine.
Seahawks, Packers, Saints, Cardinals, the next four. All above 500. They're going to get absolutely whacked by Jalen Hurts.
This is what I'm at. You're going to get a spark, and you know what's going to happen? If you have Carson Wentz, you're going to lose all those games. You might win one more against the Giants later in the year. You're going to miss the playoffs. And if you do make the playoffs, I'm sorry, Green Bay is going to beat you by 40. I don't, like, you know what I mean?
Travis, good. I hear you on the Cardinals thing. No other team in since I've been alive has done something like that, bro, where they've just been real quick to just give up on a dude. And I think only the reason they did that was because they got a new head coach in Cliff Kingsbury, which credit to the GM. But he's like, hey, this is my guy. Let me go with him. And the GM's like, okay, bet. But, like, other than that, I don't see that often.
No, exactly.
I think and these GMs are.
Out? Where's Josh Rosen at?
How funny. He got released by the Dolphins.
My point exactly.
Yeah, and I just want to make my point.
You guys made my point.
I wish that these guys were like that. I think they're old white dudes that are real stubborn and stuck in their ways.
It's ego.
And I think that it's lucky that Cliff Kingsbury came in there and was like, listen, like, I'm really like, I want this dude right here. And the GM's like, all right, fine. Like, you're going to make me look dumb. Like, that's on you. And like, he just did it and it worked out. But like, I haven't really seen that too often. And yes, also Baker did really bad too. I want to throw that in there. 12 of 22.
All right, Dolphins at Broncos. Only thing to take away from this is Tua got pulled.
Yeah.
Hold on. Did we talk about the Bengals, Washington?
Oh, no, we didn't.
I think, oh, well.
No, okay.
I want to take from that,
the Bengals, Washington, McLaren.
McLaren, TJ, he's lit.
That is a number one wide receiver. That guy is a top eight, top ten receiver in this league.
Last year, too.
He is a fucking monster.
Filthy.
And really, people only who have him on fantasy can really recognize him and appreciate him. I do, so I just want to give him a shout out.
No, he's
sucks
dope.
For Joe Burrow.
Wow, such a bummer.
I liked the rookie of the year race. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I honestly did. I love that Herbert and Joe Burrow were like right there, blah, blah, blah. I fucked with it. So shitty to see. He tore his ACL, his MCL, and other ligaments.
Oh. I think he tore his PCL as well, like everything in the knee.
Listen, I tore my ACL personally, and they told me I was very fortunate not to tear my PCL. And so, like,
MCL.
The fact that MCL is more up and north, ACL is lateral.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. ACL is lateral, MCL is like front and back.
Yep.
And then PCL, I don't know.
I don't really know PCL either. But regardless, that's shitty for him. I hope him a speedy recovery. He's going to come back fine. Yeah. I know he is. I hope he does. But you hate to see it is basically what it was. You hate to see it.
Yeah, it's a bummer. I'm happy for Alex Smith. I think that Joe Burrow can look on the other side and say, this dude did it and had a way worse injury.
I like that.
You know what I mean? He's older at the same time. So that can give Joe Burrow some hope. It was great to see Chase Young, who's Washington's number one overall pick, number two overall pick. But their first round pick, I guess, give him the, little head, like, hey, man, you saw the picture, right?
Yeah, yeah,
we all know what I'm talking about.
And he blasted him.
He did blast him. That was filthy.
No, Chase Young was over.
Chase Young's dope.
I love Chase Young.
I love Joe Burrow, man. Like, Joe Burrow's dope, and he'll be great, and he'll be good to go.
Yeah, anyways. Bengals need to invest into protecting him. And
oh, Lord, please.
They did nothing, by the way. They did nothing to help your franchise quarterback.
Just like they did with Carson Palmer and just like the Texans did with David.
And Carson Palmer tore his ACL and really was never the same, unfortunately.
Sean Watson, by the way.
Guys.
No, yeah, yeah.
The funny thing that I heard the Bengals head coach say that really cracked me up. He's like, we got guys on the team and we'll lean on them and da, da, da. And I was like, what guys are we talking about? Like, where were you guys at last year? Dead last in the NFL? It was just funny to hear. But
it's like, sorry, you're not winning another game.
He's like, we got our veterans to lean on. No worries. Well, next man up. Like, you guys had Ryan Lindley in there and he was actually dog shit. Like, I don't think he's, he was.
Yeah, you're going to have the number three overall pick next year, guys. You're not winning another game. Go get that left tackle out of Oregon, P90, Sewell or something. He's nuts.
I don't know much.
The left tackle out of Oregon. Oh my God, he's unbelievable. We'll talk about that another time.
All right.
Dolphins at Broncos. Dolphins lost by one tutty. Fitzmagic came in the last drive of the game.
Yeah.
For Tua.
Bro, you know how bad Tua looked.
He looked horrible, but I kind of was a little disappointed. I'm like, I don't know. Like, can you just let the guy learn? Like, can you get him out there and let him like just work through it on his own? Because I always feel like, in my opinion, everything is learned through experience. And if you experience something, you're going to be better the next time, 10 out of 10, right? Like, I just don't think it makes sense to do that to a kid's confidence. Like, Tua's a hard-nosed dude. He's like a guy who's not going to falter or wither or anything. He's a tough kid. But, like, I mean, you don't got to do that. Like, I know you want to win the game, but, like, let the kid out there. Let him go let it rip. Like, it just bugs me.
No, you're spot on. The reason why, like, you're spot on with that is if you felt that way with Fitz, you shouldn't have never started him then.
Why switch out?
If that's how you felt about Tua, and Tua, kudos to him having going 3-0 in his three starts, was it not their defense that got him those three wins, though? It was, bro. Tua played good enough to get those wins. He only had 5 touchdowns those 3 games, which is good. Don't get me wrong. However, this game, like, dude, this guy only averages like 180 yards a game. Like, Tua, you know what I mean? Like,
that's all they need. He's been great.
I know, but, like, it's this game, super inefficient. They had only 3 games of film on him, and I feel like he got figured out. I know it's bold to say. No, I'm not saying he's not figured out. However, the GM and their head coach obviously saw something. They're like, dude, this guy has been the most inefficient motherfucker I've seen through 3.5 quarters. I'm going to throw fits in there. Do I think it was a bad decision? Yes, I agree with you with that. I think you should have just kept ran with Tua, just have him learn from experience, take this L if it was, or let him give a chance to have the game winning.
Yeah.
And then what Fitzmagic do? I love Fitz. He rolled
in there and almost won.
And he did good. I'm going to let you know, Fitz threw the interception in the end zone. However, that was a tight window that he was trying to make something happen.
He's trying to win the game, yeah.
So don't – just because he threw an interception doesn't mean like, oh, we should have kept Tua. No. Fitz is a fantastic quarterback. He's a journeyman quarterback, veteran quarterback. It was a good on for him for just jumping in there, first of all, for last drive. But it was a terrible decision.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible, terrible decision to pull Tua.
Anything to add, Dan?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Okay, let's hear it. Absolutely. I think that – Mr. Oh God, I got lots to say.
Listen, Brian Flores last year, in the beginning of the year, I was like, this here is a bad coach, you know? Then he rattled off 6 wins in a row. He established a nice little culture in Miami. He got them turned around in a hurry, actually. This is the second year, bro. They're over 500. Would you ever think you'd say that about Miami in your lifetime? Possibly not, but definitely not in the next year. So I like Brian Flores. I'm not going to question his, you know, coaching decisions. However, I agree with whoever said that it was a bad decision to pull him out. Was that you or was that Aaron?
We both agreed on it.
Okay, so I agree with both of you then. Sorry, I was taking a little bathroom break, amigo. So yeah, that's where I was at. No, I already did like 3 P's ago. Listen, you have to let your guys go through some adversity, bro. Like, what? That was the first sign of trouble for Tua, and we let him. We said no. First off, he was 11-20, which is better than Baker Mayfield, I may add. He had 1 touchdown and he had 0 turnovers. Okay? It's really not atrocious. Yes, he was under 100 yards, so that's bad. But, like, at the same time, yes, Denver has a good pass rush, even without Von Miller. 11, let this guy fit. 11
completions for under 100 yards.
Yeah, really bad. Really
Come
bad.
Come on, I no. can do that.
But at the same time, let's talk about it, right? You've got Devontae Parker, who I believe is like 31 years old. That's your number one. You name me one more receiver. They have Paul Laird. He's a white dude that's
Grant
like,
Sr., number 19.
P. Williams. He's also
Paul Williams? I think he's a running back.
No. There's another one, but he's on the IR.
We played the Dolphins
okay.
a week ago, dude.
Like, they have, have an atrocious receiving core.
Yeah, they're bad.
Okay, really, as probably the worst receiving core that I could think of. Actually worse than the Eagles. Anyone, Jets? Okay? No, they got Jalen Reagor, who I think is better than Devontae Parker at this point, unfortunately. And better tight ends, too. So that's what I'm getting at, bro. Like, let this guy finish it out. But I like Brian Flores. He's, you know, they're a good team. So I'm not going to question his decision making. But good for the Broncos. How'd Drew Lock look? I didn't even see that.
Trash.
Drew is bad? Drew Lock sucks. All right. Colts, Packers.
Ooh, good game we got.
Another overtime little swagger. I didn't watch this one.
I watched this.
You did? Okay.
I did. I watched a lot of
you
it.
You didn't turn it off? I turned it off.
I was very, very frustrated. The reason being is, like, as a Titans fan, I really need the Colts to lose.
Yeah, that's a
problem. And I was like, dude, Aaron Rodgers. First of all, in the first half, there was 4 turnovers in the first quarter. 4 turnovers for total, like, for 2 each. Aaron Rodgers had an interception. Phillip Rivers had an interception. Aaron Rodgers had another fumble. One of their wide receivers on Indy had a fumble. So there's a lot of turnovers. This game looked like it was on the verge of a blowout. Because Green Bay was shitting on them, dude. Green Bay was fucking absolutely having their way. And then just these little timely plays, you know what I mean? Like a little timely turnover, a timely third down, 3 and out and shit like that. The Colts just kept crawling back. Phil kept just doing what Phil does, continuing drives and shit like that. And Hines had another touchdown. It was weird, honestly. It was a weird game to watch because it felt like the Packers were in control almost the entire game, but the Colts just kind of hung around. They dropped 31. So how much did they hang around? You know what I mean? They totally dominate. But it felt like that. I'm just because I watched the game, that's what it felt like. The Packers should have absolutely blown them out. And in the second half, Aaron Rodgers did not look like Aaron Rodgers. in the fourth quarter, Aaron Rodgers was three and out twice out of the three drives that he got.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I don't know what the fuck's happening anymore. And I'm not saying it was Phil. I think it was more of a credit to Colts defense making adjustments in the second half. That's what I took from the game.
You got it, Dan?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the Packers were up 28-14 in the first half. After that, Aaron Rodgers, I think they got the field goal, so it was 31-31 going into OT, or is that correct or incorrect?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, so he scored 3 points after dropping 28 in one half. So what happened? You know, credit to the Colts. You know, Phillip Rivers is very used to coming from behind. Difference is he has a better O-line now, better receiving core,
better defense,
and better running backs all together. So he was able to get it done and lean on his experience. Huge credit to the Colts, man. I think they're a really good contender.
The Colts, not contender. The Colts just beat the Titans. And the Colts just beat the Packers.
That's lit. That's a good little, you know, that's nice. And then I'm unfortunate. MVS, Mont Valdez Scantling. What's his first name? Marquez?
Yeah, he had a drop and he had some death threats.
Yeah, he did some bad stuff. No, he fumbled it, right?
Oh, he had a fumble in overtime. That's what it was.
He had a really nice catch. You know, he had a really nice catch for a TD and then he fumbled it in OT. That's what allowed the Colts to take the W.
That's Twitter for you. They're psychos.
I know, facts.
But real quick.
Trav, go ahead.
Where I'm at is I look at the Green Bay Packers, just a quick analogy. They're a Ferrari. When everything's perfect, when your oil's good, your tires are right, everything is good, the weather's clear, boom, sexiest car out there, faster than anything you see. The Colts, they're a big Dodge Ram truck, right?
It's cold outside,
doesn't matter. We're going to be good. It's, you know, things are not right. Things aren't right. We're never going to sit there and electrocute everybody. But what we're going to do is we're going to sit there and chug along, and we ain't going to give out. You got 250,000 miles out of this bitch. We're getting it done. Whereas the Packers are a Ferrari. If there's one thing, like, they're going to beat everybody unless stuff starts going wrong. I feel like they were on the road, and I guess some turnovers happened, as you said. A-Rod fumbled, throw the pick. Stuff started to, fall apart. They're not a super physical team. They're not. Yeah. They haven't been for years. Their defense isn't physical. Their front seven's not physical. Their running game is good, but like their front five isn't. They're not a physical team. They're just a Ferrari. They're going to just zero, right? The Colts are a Big Mac truck that are just going to keep going forward.
Hey, make that sound one more time. Thanks, Travis.
In the winter, when it starts snowing and stuff, it's those run teams with the good defense that start prevailing.
You
got
to park the Ferrari in the garage, and you got to get yourself a nice the Titans, that's what I'm saying.
The Titans, bro. Yeah, that's why we're always high on them. Next one was the Rams and Bucks.
Last one.
The Rams won.
I watched a little bit of it. I watched the second half of the game. I was watching it with my mom. Shout out, Mom, if you're listening. But the Rams, man, the Rams look good, bro. I think we're sleeping on them. The most underrated wide receiver in NFL is Cooper Kupp. Devontae Adams actually tweeted that. It's kind of where I got it from. Devontae Adams, arguably the top three receiver in the league as well. Shouting out. Dude, the Rams.
Robert Woods might even be more underrated.
He's on my fantasy team. That's another good one, dude. I love Robert Woods.
They're actually, and he's a sick blocker.
And he averages like 250 yards rushing a year, by the way.
12 catches for 130 yards this game. Robert Woods and a touchdown.
Did he have any rushing yards? I bet he did.
He may have.
I have Robert Woods. He's my most consistent.
He had two rushes for minus 4 yards.
Oh, he had two rushes, though.
He's going to get
out of the ball. That's what I'm getting to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. What I took from this is Tom Brady had some bad. He had a bad, bad interception in the first half. Mm-hmm. Bad. Bro, like, he underthrew like a motherfucker. Didn't even look at the second safety on the left-hand side. They were playing too high. The safety was coming down on the tight end. He noticed that there was a post route on the right-hand side and just literally stood there. And Tom Brady threw it right to him. Mm-hmm. And then in the on the game-winning drive where Tom Brady excels, he threw another interception, sealed the game. The Rams are better than we think. Mm-hmm. I think the Rams, with Aaron Donald spearheading that defense, they're a lot better than we think, are giving credit to. Jared Goff has quietly been having a great season, very quiet, not outstanding to a point where we're even talking about it, but he's doing enough to, fuck, this team 7-3 now, right? This is a Rams team that is a very, very good team.
In the division?
I think so. They're second, or they're tied with the Seahawks for the NFC West lead. That is going to be a great division to watch to see who comes out of that. I always like defense, so I think the Rams come out of that. I know MVP Russ, but I think the Rams coming out of that. The Russ will always sneak in and get into the playoffs in a wild card. However, that Rams team is a force. This is a signature win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was great to see, honestly. Great for football is where I'm at.
Well, the quick, real quick off this one, I just feel like Tampa Bay are still trying to figure it out. Daniel mentioned how
you've been trying to figure out Tampa Bay all
I've been trying to figure out Tampa Bay.
Seriously,
too.
You've talked about it every year.
They've been all over my top 10. It's ridiculous. And oh, just full disclosure, we're about to get in my top 10 next. I didn't get this game in beforehand. So this is pre Monday Night Football.
That makes it hard.
It makes it very hard. But also, I'm pretty confident with where I'm at. I still think Tampa Bay is a Super Bowl contender. I think they have tons of talent. They're just trying to figure it out. Daniel mentioned how Antonio Brown had like 12 targets through three quarters. Like that, they're just force feeding this guy. They're trying to do it, and it's pissing me off. Just play the game. Let him find his own rhythm.
I think it's Tom Brady and him have a hard on.
I know it's the weirdest
thing. Definitely. 13 targets, 8 catches.
I don't want that out of a guy who
for 57 yards.
13 targets for 50 yards. That's where I'm at.
They're trying to get
this guy 13 times. Oh, yeah. Third 50 yards out of him.
No, it's poor coaching. It's poor.
That's a lot of catches for me.
Anything, Dan? I don't have much else.
No, nothing else. I think we should get going.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Travis,
hey, we got music for this. Here it is.
Chris is on it.
Travis's face.
Travis's like, this
Travis
is for me,
top
bro.
10 power rankings. Yeah, guys, I got a segment.
Brought to
and
you
we're
by...
about to start it. Brought to you by me. No sponsors yet. It'll come soon. Probably the first thing we get sponsored.
I got a buddy that wants us to sponsor him. He does, wait till he pays us.
Man, he can be the sponsor for Travis's week 11. No,
yeah, I know, right?
Okay, here we go. Fact. Number 10. Y'all thought I was going to leave him off.
Hey. Oh.
Least favorite uniforms, 10th favorite team.
Dude, you're good.
I hate.
Hold on. Travis's captions. Let's
oh, you guys are
credit
in for a
to
treat.
Travis's captions, bro.
You guys are
we gassing
treat.
Him up like that?
Dude, yeah, no, are. I am, bro. I fuck with Travis's captions.
Are they your least favorite uniform?
I hate them.
I don't mind them.
I think those are the ugliest uniforms.
I would argue that Cruz would be hyped on them.
And you know,
Cruz is realistic. He'd be like,
They're kind of ugly. And they had those all eggshell and like their numbers like fade.
Did you like the Bucks unis today?
Oh, I loved them.
Those were
uniforms.
Sick.
The new ones? Yeah.
Did you see those? You were watching the game.
Yeah, they're dope. I didn't look at the Rams uniform something ugly. Yeah, I personally know it sounds bad. I think the Titans uniforms are fucking ugly.
I love them. I hated their old ones. I like the new ones a lot
really?
Better.
I like the old ones.
I hate white helmets. Coming from a Chargers.
I love white helmets.
I like white helmets too.
All right, well, whatever.
They're
all right, anyways, Rams are number 10. Okay. They are 7-3 right out of nowhere. They have first time on the list.
Nice.
They got a great quarterback right now. He's playing well. He had a few really down weeks, which made me just feel like I tune him out, right? Aaron Donald's still Aaron Donald. Jalen Ramsey is still Jalen Ramsey, and we got those receivers.
You know what his stats are?
Which one?
Jay Goff?
No.
Do you want to know?
Not really.
Okay.
All right, cool. That is my number 10 team. Moving on. Number 9, Indianapolis Colts. Phil really pulled this one out. ..
Nice. Because he has a lot
Phil
of
has
kids.
9 kids.
Nailed it. And they're number 9 on the list. That one was right on my head. That's
and,
by
the way, he has 9 kids.
9 kids because yep. Phil doesn't know how to.
Boom.
Nice. Thanks, Chris.
Out.
That's hilarious.
Colts are on the list. They beat the very good Green Bay Packers in overtime at home, 7-3. As I said last week, we had 15 teams that were 6-3 or better.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to separate themselves. You know who's not on my list? The fucking Cleveland Browns. And they're not going to be on my list because I don't think they're good.
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
I'll take the 6-4 Rams before I take them.
They barely squeaked one out over the Eagles, bro.
I think the Colts have a great defense. I think Phil is just keeping their ship afloat. I don't think he's doing anything special. They're going to run the ball well. They're going to pass the ball short and good, and I think their defense is going to play defense.
God, what a great caption.
That is. Right. That's a really good caption.
Number 9.
You know our expectations moving forward are like sky high, right? Like
okay,
you better
just,
be killing
can I just
it.
Go to the next one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tennessee Titans at 7-3. The Ravens hoped on this they'd soar, quoth King Henry, nevermore. You guys, that's my best caption, just so you guys know.
Really?
The Ravens hoped on this list they'd soar, quoth King Henry, nevermore.
Is that like a real quote?
Okay, I made that up. So it's a shout out to Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven.
Yes, oh. I got it.
Okay.
And he said something about nevermore.
Yeah. So I was God saying the Ravens hoped to be on this list, but they didn't make it because they lost. And the Titans, Derrick Henry said nevermore. That was the point of my caption.
Okay.
I thought that one was great. I just feel like you guys didn't get the.
No, Daniel got it. I didn't. I'm bad at. Dude, great.
Okay, Titans at number 8 at 7-3. They won in overtime. We all talked about this game very, very much. I still think they're a great team. I know Aaron's kind of down on them right now. They're 8. Kind of hard to move them up, kind of hard to move them down. They are staying the same. Anything on that?
No.
No, I felt the same way.
Let's just see the rest. I'm excited.
Seattle Seahawks at 7-3. They moved up 2 spots from 9 last week. This team is dangerous. Russ.
Yes.
The pun because of Russell Wilson. This one was kind of low-hanging fruit, but, you know, I went with it. I still think this team is really good. Jamal Adams has been a bit of a disappointment there. I think Carlos Dunlap hasn't done a damn thing.
What? He had two sacks. Hold on.
What? Dunlap?
He was lit.
Carlos Dunlap was the difference this last week. Yeah,
he was
literally.
Was he? I didn't even want. Yeah.
Dunlap had three. You said two?
I think two.
I think he had three sacks, and he had the game-sealing sack.
Well,
bro.
Wonderful. This team is still dangerous because they have Carlos Dunlap.
And I said last week.
And he said Dunlap, bro.
Let's go.
Shout out. No. I remember he called out Dunlap. And I was like, I was skeptical because I was like, he's a little bit older, 31, going into a new system. Hopefully, DNs are usually a good plug and play.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy plugged and played like a motherfucker, bro. Literally, what I took from this game when I watched it is the Ravens Seahawks defense is becoming the Seahawks defense of old.
They're getting a little
bit
better.
And with Dunlap making that pressure and putting that on, bro, they look good.
I agree. I think the Seahawks are still a good team. I moved them up two spots from last week.
Nice.
They still got some room to improve. Here we go at number six. Tampa Bay Buccaneers dropped a spot. Probably dropped more after tonight, but before tonight, I couldn't. My quote for this one, how much does corn cost down in Tampa Bay, a Buccaneer? I couldn't think of it. So what I'm saying is this team has spent a lot of money on Tom Brady. They all these high draft picks. They bring in all this talent trying to win. They just got Antonio Brown in there. They only moved down one spot because this was before tonight's game.
It's actually suiting, though.
But
like
still
it.
At number six, I still think they're a contender because I believe in Tom Brady.
Still, even with the L.
It's, yeah, so 7-4. They're going into their bye week this week. Big fan. Not crazy about them. But
two picks from Brady tonight, though.
Bad picks.
Bad.
Yeah, here we go. Number five. We have ourselves the Buffalo Bills. The sauce isn't the only hot thing in Buffalo right now. Ooh. They continue to win.
Nice.
They continue to do well.
Who did they face this week? I forgot.
They beat.
Was it a bye?
They were on a bye.
Okay, got it.
They only moved up one spot because they didn't lose.
Yeah, got it. No, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
And I think that they're going to beat the Chargers this week and be 8-3.
We're facing them?
Yeah, we got to go to Buffalo.
We're about to get bodied right now.
We
got to
go on the other side of the country.
They're going to run all up and down our shit.
Yeah, we showed no physicality on our team.
Why isn't that on the list?
It's number two, kiddo.
It is on the list. Great.
Oh, okay, God. Cool. We haven't even done our picks. We're running way late.
Yeah, I'm trying
to
blow through this. Okay. Here we go. Number four, Green Bay Packers. You got to be cheddar than that. They were 7-3. They blew it. I'm going to do a cheese pun.
You're good, bro.
I'm going to do a cheese pun every time the Packers are up, just so you guys know.
All right, well, you're doing
You know, Travis was thinking about this for hours.
He said he spent 2 hours on it.
He spent 2 hours on these, just so you guys know.
He's like, Aaron, Dan, you're going to love this one, bro. I can just imagine it. That's funny. Okay, sorry.
This is great. All right, go ahead. Go to number
sorry,
three.
Sorry, Travis. We love it. Travis.
Okay, last week they were number three. They moved down to number four. They lost to the Colts on the road. They're still that Ferrari, man. I don't think they're that Mack truck yet. They got to add some pieces. They got to add some guys. And
I'd still take a Ferrari over that Mack truck, though.
I don't know. What if it's snowing outside? I'll take the truck.
Jeez.
Copy.
That's in Green Bay, though.
It's going to be snowing.
I'm put some fucking
Here we go. Move up to number three. Oh, shit. Here we go. New Orleans Saints moved up the spot. You may not be able to get beads this year, but you may be able to get a ring.
Right.
This team is coming together.
Look at Taysom looking swoly-pulioli, too.
Yeah, they've been slowly moving up on my power rankings. I didn't believe them a couple weeks ago, and here we are. And I think they're the number three team at 8-2, third best record in the whole NFL. I think the Saints are great. I think they're coming through. I think Sean Payton's a genius. Taysom Hill is going to run these next 3-4 games, and I think he's going to be good. Don't have much else to say.
No, that's a good pick. I think it's kind of bold having them that high, but I think it's. I think it's their defense is the reason why they're.
Yeah,
that
high. They're playing well.
So and, you mentioned that before.
Kansas City Chiefs 9-1 stay the same at 1B. Some things never change. Patrick Mahomes.
I think you had them at 1A last time, right?
No. They're 1B, 1A.
They're 1B, 1BA Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers 10-0. First time 10-0 in franchise history. Every week I say the same thing.
Just not bad.
Because it's the first time they've done it, so I'm going to keep saying it. They smashed the Jags, and I think they play the Ravens this week on Thanksgiving.
Yes, they do.
That is going to be a hell of a game.
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be a good game at all. I think the Steelers blow them out.
I think it's divisional. I think the Ravens are going to be in it because of the division.
However, Lamar is 0-3 against the Steelers, and he plays terrible.
I think Lamar is.
He has played them three times, four times or something like that, three or four times.
At least three times.
He has over five turnovers against them. Yeah. In those three games.
I think Lamar's lost three in a row. I'm pretty sure it may be four, but I know for sure it's three.
He hasn't won against them. He hasn't beat the Steelers once.
No, but I'm saying he's lost three actual games in a row. It might even be four. No, I'm saying just his last three games this season, he's lost. So, like, he may come back with a vengeance, hopefully. Travis, initial thoughts, I think the Raiders should be on this list. They've never been on this list. I think it's disrespectful. I'm very salty about it. And I know they lost to the Chiefs, but I want them here next week. Thoughts?
Thoughts is they got to be better than the 7-3 Colts or 7-3 Rams to make my list.
So the thing is, like, Daniel, after seeing this list, I initially was on the same board as Daniel, saying, like, I wanted the Raiders on this list. After seeing this list and your takes, I'm not
hard.
Mad about
they're
it.
They're right it's on the
super
cusp.
Hard.
No, they're Rams like, they're 11.
They're definitely 11. Rams and Raiders could be interchangeable at this point, but I'm also not mad, especially since the Rams just beat the fucking Buccaneers.
So. I think the only teams that have a chance to beat the Chiefs when it comes playoff time are the Steelers and are the Raiders, and that is it. I'm dead ass serious. I don't think the Saints match up well. Don't think the Packers do. I think it's you have to have the nitty-gritty, rough-ass style, and probably the Titans, actually, for that matter. But them three, that's it. That's why I put the Raiders on the top 10. What else other team do you think has a match against the Chiefs?
No one's going to beat the Chiefs. Not but the Raiders.
Chiefs are going to win Super Bowl this year again,
dude. Not the Steelers. No one's going to beat
Chiefs are going to repeat, bro.
Listen,
Steelers are great and all
that. Okay, Daniel wants Chiefs to.
Come on,
okay,
dude.
Sure. If I'm going to pick teams that could possibly beat the Chiefs, it's going to be the Steelers and Titans before it's the Raiders.
And the Raiders three. Right?
And the AFC, sure.
No, ever. Just anyone.
Anyone?
I picked the Bills over the Raiders, dog.
You do?
Yeah.
I would think the Bills would be before the Raiders.
All right, fine. I disagree, but anyways.
All right, next let's go there. Hey, no. Daniel, go ahead and start our pick'ems, dog. Or no, Travis is with the pick'ems. He starts it off as well.
Okay, pick'em league. All right, hold on.
Does Travis have his hookup?
He has
his
wireless.
Little fancy wireless?
Yeah, a little wireless. He feels all special when he does this.
Look at him.
I feel all special every time I do anything.
That's pretty cool. Let me pick it up.
Shout out Chris for that, by the way.
Shout out Chris for everything that he
Shout
makes.
Shout out Chris for everything.
Chris, do you want a moment? Do you want a moment, Chris?
And Steel.
Chris, you want to shout yourself out?
You want a
out?
Moment? You want to say something? All right, he says no.
No, I'm fine.
All right, first game, we got the Ravens playing the Steelers at home Thursday night Thanksgiving. Steelers are favored by 4.5. Aaron?
Steelers. I think, like I mentioned right before this, I think the Ravens are regressing so bad. It is going to be a divisional game, so it's going to be closer than I personally think. However, I think the Steelers are doing so well. They have Claypool, who has 10 touchdowns in 10 games, first time in NFL history.
Yep.
Wow.
Going with the Steelers.
Aaron or Daniel?
Absolutely agree. You know, I don't know. Aaron said it all. I'll just go Steelers and keep it easy.
I'm going Ravens. It's in Baltimore, 4.5-point spread, short week. Less time prepared for the most dynamic guy in the NFL. I do think the Steelers will win, but that 4.5-point spread worries me. I'm going with the Ravens.
4.5 worries you.
Here we go. Chargers at Bills. Bills are favored by -0.5. It is in Buffalo.
Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. You guys want me to go first?
That's why.
Perfect. Listen here.
We're listening.
Let me be a homer again, baby. I think the Chargers are rolling off a hot streak, one win in a row against the 0-10 Jets. I think that they lose. But I think they win. I think they win, and I think they cover the spread. They're going to beat the Bills somehow, some way. That's me being a homer. You're welcome.
I want to pick the Chargers, but 5.5 is not enough. I'm going with the Bills.
Right. Yeah, that's being reasonable.
5.5 is truly not that much. You know, that's a touchdown. You know what I mean? It's 6 points. It's not even a field goal or PAT afterwards. You're going to the Bills' house. Chargers are used to being in fucking Southern California. There's no way.
Yeah, here's the deal. They're traveling all the way on the other side of the country. It's a 10 a.m. game, 5.5-point spread, not super big. I really, really, really want to take the Chargers. I want to because I'm feeling like, okay, they don't – everything's a one-possession game.
Not a true fan, bro.
No, shut up.
Oh, fuck you.
Everything is a one-possession game. So, or with the Chargers. They don't get blown out, but I feel like Buffalo just – God, I think the Buffalo Bills win, but I'm going with the Chargers. I think 5.5 is enough for me.
Okay, next one, we got the Titans at Colts. Colts are favored by 4 points. They also are at home.
Travis, go ahead and take this one
Colts
first.
Won the first game, right? I'm going with Titans. 4 points for the Colts, I'll take that all day. I'm going Titans.
I totally agree. I take the Titans for sure. If the Titans don't win, they're absolutely going to not lose by more than a field goal. So I pick the Titans as well. Aaron, pick the Colts because that means the Titans will win. So just do it.
Would you rather win this or the Titans win?
Yeah.
Obviously this. Okay, fine. Titans.
No. Nailed it. That's hilarious. Yeah, that one.
I so want to pick the Titans. However, I have not been on. Lord. Like, being 2-3 in the last five games, bro. Like, yeah, we squeezed one out against the regressing Ravens team. Bro, we haven't been looking as good And the Colts have been looking great. I'm going to go with the Colts, bro.
Dude, they're all fat and happy. And you got to think, too, the Ravens have lost. Also,
listen, the Colts just beat the Titans in Nashville. Now the Colts are playing at home, coming off two fat-ass wins. I'm feeling like cloud nine, bro. I'm feeling good, bro. And honestly, the Titans losing Jayon Brown, our linebacker, is huge. So,
but I'm telling you, the Ravens that have lost three in a row facing you, that was a damn good win for the Titans. Even though they're digressing, trust me, they wanted that one bad, and you got it done. So that's good. Anyways, next one, we got the Cardinals.
In Baltimore, by the way, so I feel you.
Yeah, you know, Cardinals at Patriots. Patriots are favored to lose. Favorite to me by 2.5 points.
I'll take this one, dude. Cardinals. Cardinals, and this is easy. I think this is the easiest one out of the choices, to be honest with you.
I'm going to go with it, not to be a bandwagon or nothing, but 100%, you know, Patriots are not making the playoffs. They look bad. Pick the Cards.
This is my upset of the week. I think that the Patriots match up well with the Cardinals, and you got to remember, Arizona to Boston, that's a long flight. It's a 10 a.m. game. The Patriots, they're not in the dome.
Who's the corner from the Patriots?
Stephon Gilmore and Jason McCourty.
No.
Devin McCourty.
There's another corner that we haven't talked about, and I just read about this week. I don't know. That's why I was asking
well,
you.
Okay.
Nice.
His number is 26. I'm just saying.
No, I feel you.
Corner there. That's really good.
I still think that Cam is a great player. 2.5 points is not a lot, so I think the Patriots are going to upset the Cardinals. Notice the Cardinals were off Travis's top 10 this week.
Oh, wow, I did notice
that. I'm going Pats, baby. It's my upset. Bada boom, bada bang.
Did the Cardinals win? Oh, they lost. Okay.
All right, I'll take this one real quick. Chiefs at Buccaneers. Chiefs favored by 3. Bucks just lost. Going Chiefs. Not even thinking about it. Another West Coast to East Coast game. Don't care. Chiefs are better.
Nothing to say.
Bet Chiefs.
Bada boom, bada bang. Let's see how
that ain't a clean sweep. I'm actually excited for that game, though. I think it will be good. All right. Are we done with that? What do we got next? We got Aaron's MVPs. What do we got?
Let's
get that. Oh, shoot. I'm going to get my headphones on here. Wait, hold on. We got a cool song we're going to play. All right, Chris. 3, 2, 1, action.
Oh, good time.
Oh, wow. Nailed it. You hear that drop?
Aaron's top 5 MVPs coming at you.
Run it. All right.
From Chris's house.
All right, I'm going to start with number 5.
It's kind of a fire-ass intro. That's cool. I like that beat drop, though? Come on.
Ooh, Kyler's still on there. So Kyler still stayed on there. He played very mediocre, especially against a bad Seahawks defense. And I'm saying bad things against him. Look at the stats, though, dude. This guy still has 600 yards rushing. He has 10 total rushing touchdowns, still 19 passing touchdowns, 2,600 yards. This guy is still statistically one of the top players, bro. This guy is still like this. I look at numbers. I look at who you're playing. I look at who you've won against and your record. Are your stats
Translating to wins.
Yeah, facts.
In my opinion, Kyle Murray's stats have translated wins. However, some of his digressions in terms of still throwing outside the pocket and shit like that has made him move down a little bit. This loss to a bad secondary is kind of skeptical to me. However, still on the list.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Okay.
Pretty good.
Number 4.
Did he get up here? Was he there?
Oh,
before?
He had to throw the stat game-winning touchdowns.
Oh, wow.
Like two overtime rushing touchdowns. You're right. I like it.
This is definitely very biased.
What a guy. No, respect, though. Why not?
But
if there's going to be a non-quarterback, it's him.
The things that he's doing are translating to wins. That's what, again, holds really deep with me. The things that he's doing, the way they're using him, are translating to wins.
Yeah.
28 carries. Who else do you know who's going to get fucking 28 carries in a game?
Maybe Dalvin, but that's
no one else other than Derrick Henry, right? He's eclipsed 25 carries this year 5 times.
That's crazy.
You couldn't name a single player that has eclipsed it twice right now. That's my point exactly. His ability to wear down defenses and then shit off in the second half of games and to be able to be, we were down by 11 and we were still running the fucking ball. You know what I mean? That's typical Titans. And you're like, as the Ravens, man, that's a gut punch in a boxing match, man. Mm. You're just constantly hitting the ribs, 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 ribs. That's Derrick Henry for you. And he finally got you on that knockout with a 29-yard touchdown to win it in overtime after we lost that coin flip, by the way. By the way, if you didn't know that, the Ravens won the coin flip. We forced them to go three and out, and then we did this. And by the way, in the drive to get us there, Corey Davis had 40 yards receiving. So shout out Corey Davis for doing this. Two overtime rushing touchdowns. Dude, come on. You know what I mean? Like,
I love the Titans.
You're not worried about field goals. You're not like this. You're like, dude, this guy's going to go and win me the fucking game. Like, literally win you the game. When do you see game winners in NFL? The Hail Mary?
Yeah.
These are literally two game winners.
Well, I mean, as Chargers fans, we've seen a lot of
game losers.
You get my point. I know what you mean, though. Yeah. The fact that he has two
game winners. Drew Lock do it on us.
As game winners, though? Like,
no, yeah. As a rushing touchdown.
As a running back, dude, if anyone's going to be on this list, it's Derrick Henry. I had Dalvin Cook on a couple weeks ago.
Derrick's the guy.
It's not translating the wins. Derrick Henry's my guy.
Bro, I agree. And I just love the Titans for their sweet running game. This dude can pop off at any moment. He has, you're right, the exact ability to wear your defense down, bro. Like, me and Aaron and, you know, Travis, too, playing defense in football, like, that shit blows, okay? Dude, when a running back's just popping off 5, 7, 21, 4, 8, you know, 15, like, that's, oh, my God, bro. I can't tell you. I'd rather the pass game. Like, you're just getting bodied all day long. Your guards are on you. Guess what? I think Taylor Lewan's still out, no? And Derrick Henry's still doing the damn thing, bro. Like, I totally agree.
Our starting left tackle was out, and Roger Stafford, our Pro Bowl left guard, was out this game, and he still rushed for 140 yards and touchdown.
Bro, yeah, that's just filthy. And this dude, knock on wood, let me just do that a million times, but, like, dude, he's a horse, bro. He just carries the ball. Who would have thought, like, you can just average over 25 carries on a regular basis and still get it done? Like, that's insane. Unheard of in the league right now, so good for him. I agree.
Yeah, Derrick Henry is a dude that can run you over and then outrun your DBs.
Which is,
you're not going to find that anywhere. Like, this is he's a second-round pick. Everybody passed him up. This is what everybody's looking for, a guy who can maul down everybody in his path. He can run over linebackers and not run a corner. It's the stupidest thing ever.
I disagree with that. Not everyone's looking at that. I feel like everyone's looking for more of a
pass catcher,
Alvin Kamara type,
but those guys are
or Clyde Edwards.
Yeah, but those guys grow on trees. Like a Derrick Henry. When's the last time we had an over 6 foot running back?
Like Adrian Peterson.
Like Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson's the next.
That's the last one
that I think of. Derrick Henry.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
that's
nobody's
literally
like him.
AP,
like,
and then him, bro.
Because everybody wants a bell call. Everybody wants a guy that the end of the game with 4 minutes left with a 4 point lead, you can hand the ball off to every single.
This right here.
By the way,
never.
He had his 50th touchdown today. Our last Sunday, 50th in like 72 games.
Do you want to? I don't mean to discredit this at all, but do you remember 06 when LT had 31?
Yes, I remember that because I was wearing an LT jersey almost every fucking day, dog.
Yeah. 16 games.
Let me tell you, I was a Charger fan before, by the way, before I was friends with Daniel, and then I became friends with Daniel, and I was like, I'm no longer a Charger.
I don't like that team anymore.
All right, I'm going on. Number three.
Got to spend a little time on the Titans, right?
So, Russ went up in my league. Russ still has 10 interceptions. He still has 4 lost fumbles, so that the turnovers hurts me. Fuck me. 30 touchdowns, though, dude. This guy literally puts a team on his back every single week. We ask it of him every single week. Because of that, we've seen him have, you know, those regressions that we saw the last 3 weeks. Well, dude, this guy looked like an MVP form against a divisional teammate, a divisional team against the Cardinals. Huge win. He looked like the Russ that we're used to. He balled out, man. And, you know, 30 touchdowns, almost 3,000 passing yards, and there's still 7 games to go or 8 games to go.
6.
This guy's going to put up fucking numbers. There's 7 games to go.
No.
7-3. There's 6.
Yeah, oh, 6. Fuck me. You're right. Yeah, but still, dude, this is nuts to me.
Yeah, these top three, I think, are just going to – at least 2 and 3 are going to fluctuate at some point. Like, I don't think it's going to change a whole lot. 100% agree.
I love me some Russell, bro. I just knew he wouldn't have another bad game. It's like
he'll have another bad game one day.
Sure, he'll have one bad, but he's not going to rattle together a couple bad games. It's like, okay, bad, you know, like,
well, that's the thing. That's what was super on.
Yeah, 2, and it was, but you knew damn well it wasn't going to be 3, right? Like, I was like, okay, that ain't happening again. This is my boy right here. He's got a shitty team. Guess what? Pete Carroll's a defensive coach, bro. Got Carlos Dunlap to get involved. 2 sacks, 2 tackles for losses. Defense is shaping up a little bit. You know, still detriment a little bit, but also Russell, bro. Man, I love him, dude. I always say it. But anyways, number two.
Love him. And this is who I love.
There it is.
This is my guy. I've always loved Aaron Rodgers. However, he fucking failed me this week by losing to the Colts. However, he had three touchdowns. He had three touchdowns in the first half. He's the only quarterback to do that four times this year. Three touchdowns in the first half. Ooh. Fucking nuts. However, I say that, what the fuck did you do in the second half? You know what I mean? It's kind of like, yeah, the Colts made some adjustments to you, but for you to not pull this one out, it was super uncharacteristic of Aaron. However, like, dude, look at his stats, dude. 29-4. Jesus Christ. 2,800 yards. This was his stats last year at the end of the season. He had 28 touchdowns and four interceptions at the end of the season last year.
Yeah.
And he had like a little over 4,000 yards, which everyone would have been like, that's a career year for
anybody. And A-Rod came out and was like,
hey, dude, that is a career year for anybody. You guys are
not for me. It's a down year.
And this motherfucker has done it through 11 weeks, bro. Oh, and this motherfucker has 29-4 with 2,900 yards, bro. If it wasn't for the number one, dude, he would be number one.
Yeah.
And the number one, you guys already know.
Yeah, we all know Pat. But yeah, A-Rod is definitely second for me as well. I love it. Not much to say.
You got anything about my boy Aaron?
No, I'm hyped on him, bro. Like, God, there's three really, really talented QBs in the league right now that are just playing above and beyond everybody else, and that's one of them right there, bro. Like, he's a Hall of Famer, first ballot, 100%. What are you going to do about this guy right here?
What are you going to do about this guy? I mean,
hey, both those interceptions were against the Raiders.
Yes.
That was my uncle. Shout out Johnny if he's listening. My uncle and my cousin Keith, bro. Like, we kept talking about it. He's like, he called it. This is, you know how you call plays? You're like, oh, interception for a touchdown. You know what I mean? Pick because you want it to happen. Going into that, my uncle hasn't said shit. I've called shit. I'm like, oh, fumble's about to happen. You know what I mean? Just trying to hype it up. He was like, interception. We need it. It was like on the goal line. I was like, dude, Mahomes doesn't throw interceptions in the goal line. Sure as shit. That same play. I'm not even shitting you. He called it, bro. And I was like, damn, he looked at me like this. He's like,
something about that generation, because my dad did that shit all the time. He'd be like, this is about the time we get an interception. Like, you'd always do it. This happen.
Motherfucker.
And it pissed me off.
When you're talking about Philip Rivers, of course, you're going to make that guess. That's funny.
But this is easy, bro. I mean, like 3,000 yards. First one to clip 3,000 yards. He's third in touchdowns behind the two guys I just mentioned. However, he has less interceptions than both of them.
Yeah.
This guy's unreal. The interception that he had, by the way, it was kind of on him. I can see verbally, if you watched it, he was like saying like he should have came back to the ball. However, he threw it before his break. So like it was behind him, bro. It was a bad ball. It was legit like one of the worst. You don't see
Pat too many. Jagged it, yeah.
You don't see me too bad balls from this guy. This was a bad ball. However, he still came out with the dub. This guy's still on top of the fucking world. This guy is, it's Patrick Mahomes and everyone else right now.
I agree. I mean, I just look at the guy like, who would you want in the 2-minute drill with, 2 minutes to go and you're down by a tutty? It's him or this
us.
Dude.
It's him or us.
The reason I don't want this dude is because he's going to score with 40 seconds left and give the other team a shot to still go down and win.
In my opinion, it's
which is what happened.
In my opinion, 2-minute drill, it's him, Russ, A-Rod.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Those are the three guys in MVP candidates.
And like a year or two ago, it was Russ. Like, I always liked him best, but like this dude right here, bro. I mean, everybody knew, oh God, you made a mistake in the Raiders. Derek Carr,
scoring too early.
Derek Carr, you had a flawless game, by the way.
Derek Carr is outstanding. Derek Carr, if you would have won this game, he might have snuck in number five, bro.
Yeah, I wouldn't have hated him.
Feel it. Yeah, no, 100%. But like, you saw that there was like 3 minutes left, and you're like, oh no.
When they gave him the ball back, there's
a minute 43, right?
There's a minute 43 or a minute 45 back. That's with right. with one timeout.
And they scored with 38 seconds and the timeout still.
And you're like, that's a lot of time.
I literally told my uncle, I was like, you guys fucked up.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys gave him way too much time. There's no way that you guys don't lose this now.
It's not even like I'm watching him. It's like,
isn't that like, crazy?
By he's the just way? Dicking around, actually.
You're winning, and you literally are like, oh, man, we're winning. We're going to lose.
They lost the game because they scored too fast.
Yeah. This guy right here looks like he's just messing around. It's actually annoying how good he is. Like, what's going on? He just sidearm throws it. He just does his thing, and it's embarrassing for the rest of the league. He's just head and shoulders above everybody. get it because he's a head and shoulders guy.
Hey,
I think.
Troy Polamalu.
Nailed it. Daniel, anyways, we're down the okay, we got
to
hurry up.
All right, we're about to, yeah, we're okay. we're an hour 20 inches. We're going to about to go into free agency. Boys.
We're going
to
hit NBA for what, 10:15 and we're going to game?
Yes.
10:15, talk about the Lakers. Let's run it.
Run it. Okay, let's go through all the additions that the 2021 NBA champions are about to have.
Yes.
Oh, there's LeBron looking like, is this a stupid? You're allowing me to have this? Real quick. First thing they did, obviously all we know, Dennis Schroeder, right? Dennis Schroeder, and we got rid of Danny Green. We got two birds stoned.
That's a fucking win.
Two
well.
Birds stoned at once, right? That's killed gross. It. We got rid of Danny Green, and we got a great
dude,
point guard.
Me and Garrett, shout, I know Garrett's listening. Me and Garrett have railed on Danny Green for so long. Me and Garrett have talked so much shit on this motherfucker. Keep going.
Yeah, that's great. So, everybody super psyched about this move, Dan?
Yeah.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Second move we made, signed Wes Matthews for some chump change. 3.5 million. Wes Matthews has never shot under 36% in his career. Good wing
38
defender.
Last year.
What, from three, you mean?
From three.
Okay.
From
three.
Yeah.
I was like, from the field.
Got 38 from last year.
Good wing defender, great three-point shooter. Going to
playmaker, relatively decent?
Not really. No, but the value.
Shooter?
Yeah, he's a great shooter. What he's going to be a better Danny Green.
The value for him and the fact that he's a little bit shorter, Danny Green. Danny Green was, what, 6'5"?
Yeah, 6'6". I mean, Wes Matthews is 6'4". Like,
No. He's 6'3". He's a little bit shorter, but, like, not significant. However,
but the money, though.
He did exactly what Danny Green did. You know what I mean? He didn't make any flashy defense moves. However, he stayed in front of his guy. And the bargain we got him at for 3.7, 3.5, whatever we gave him, we were fucking giving Danny 15. So, yeah. Fuck me, dude. Give him three. This guy who's literally, I think Wesley Matthews starts, by the way. If it's not him, it's KCP. But even him, they can both start because we lost Avery Bradley.
Yeah, why not both?
Bro.
Because I want Dennis starting.
I don't, what?
I want Dennis starting.
You don't think Dennis, no. Dennis
shot 55% from the corner three on wide open corner threes. He shot 38%. I want him out
but
there.
But Dennis and Montrez as the number one sixth man of the year and the number two.
You can
both with Caruso?
Bruh.
That'd be can, a, dis- dude, our team's
you, this
filthy.
Is, this is what you do. You stagger. Dennis starts, yes. Plays the whole first
yeah,
quarter.
Sure,
you
have stagger.
LeBron come out in the I last half,
it.
And you have, you know,
they're
you
all,
stagger.
It's a lot of talent. A lot of
Frank
talent.
Vogel's okay. The genius.
Bro. Out of the four bigs,
I know,
out of the four guys that we have, LeBron, AD, Trez, and Schroeder, there will always be two on the floor. There will always either be LeBron or Schroeder and AD or Trez. And then we already talked about Trez a little bit.
We got Marc Gasol,
which I think is huge.
Oh, hold on.
Trez the
you
floor.
Said Marc Gasol. Okay, keep going, Marc Gasol. I want to talk about Trez, though.
Okay, right, we'll talk about Marc and then we'll go back to Trez. Marc Gasol, the thing that he does is he's a spectacular post defender.
Oh, my
he's
God.
He's a great rebounder, not just because he has zero elevation, but his ability to box out, and he's really, really smart.
Ability to pass.
And I'm telling you right now, that high-low post with him and AD, with Mark passing it out of that elbow, that's going to be stupid. You're going to have LeBron James, KCP, and Dennis Schroeder running around with AD under the basket and Mark at the high post.
Dude, not
that's
just
the
that,
stupidest
not just
shit.
That, you play him with Caruso and Cruz.
Oh, yeah.
Those are two of the most cutting cutters I've ever seen. Caruso
and KCP. Moving. KCP's always
moving
cutting.
Off the ball. KCP always moving. Kuzma has been without the ball, moving out the ball the last 2 years. We've been teaching him. I think Kuz takes a huge step. I think this is going to help him, especially with the with the defensive rotations that Mark is going to be able to apply to him. This is fucking beautiful.
And then to top it all off, we brought back KCP 3 years, 40 mil. Dan, first reaction.
Please, Daniel.
First reaction is based on all the free agency moves, and I don't feel like I'm being cocky at all, but like we're much better than every other team by a million. Like you guys, we beat everybody by a million last year. We lost what, four games all of the postseason? Five games all the postseason. The Clippers lost four games in one series.
I saw that.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. Anyways, everything's good.
What
Chris.
What the fuck was that?
Anyways. You guys, we lost five games all postseason. Well, we just got way better. I mean, you trade out Danny Green and Avery Bradley, who's very nice, for Dennis Schroeder. And then who's the other guard I'm thinking of? Wes Matthews. That's insane. We got Montrezl Harrell, who's like Markieff Morris, Dwight Howard, and another dope-ass big combined.
Oh, and we brought back Markieff.
We brought back Markieff. We have the sixth man of the year now in Montrez, and we got the second place sixth man of the year in Dennis Schroeder. Each of these guys had 19, 20 points a game, not on some bullshit team, but actual playoff contenders, okay? These are not empty calorie stats. That's insane to me. And then Marc Gasol, who was also on a playoff contender. That's really, really good. We're the best by a lot. I think that we're going to win really, really easy, actually. I don't think that's cocky at all.
No, I don't think it's cocky at all. I think you're spot on, Dale. I mean, look, we've already hit it. Montrez won Sixth Man of the Year. We got him on a 2-year, $19 million deal.
That's a steal, bro.
That was a steal. I think the Charlotte Hornets and the Knicks were offering him more around 15. He still took that. You watched the interview today.
Around 15?
Yeah, where he's like, the Clippers
just don't want him. No, he got offered 15, and he took less to come to the Lakers.
15 a year.
Oh, 15 a year. Why not, though? Yeah, he's like, whatever, Clippers.
With the Clippers, they asked him, like, who asked him? Mike Trudell asked him, was like, do you feel like you were wanted by the Clippers? And he was like, there's a reason why I'm wearing purple and fucking gold.
They didn't even talk to him.
They didn't even talk to him, dog. They didn't even mention him. And I remember seeing right before this offseason that the Clippers didn't plan on even talking to him, really.
They thought he was going to get paid out. We paid $19 million.
And guess what? You paid the same for Serge. And guess what? Fucking Harrell's 5 years younger. However, Serge is a better fit. I think Serge would have been a better fit for us as well. And I think the Clippers are better for getting Serge. So I'm not discrediting that. I think that's a huge signing. But let's get back with the Montrezl Harrell. I think he fits perfectly with AD. He's a small ball five. I understand he's a little bit undersized. However, he's a tryhard. He reminds me of Caruso.
Yeah, but
hear me out with that.
A big version of that, yeah.
He's a big version of Caruso that has a little bit better touch and a better scoring ability than
Caruso. He's way better on the rim. He's a better Dwight Howard.
Well, no, that's one. Yes.
That's what
we got better
offense. He's Dwight and Markieff combined with a little bit more talent around the rim.
He had the third most dunks last year with only playing 28 minutes. Did you know that?
No, but I can believe
fucking nuts, bro. He had the third highest pick and roll. You know who had the fourth highest pick and roll? Dennis Schroeder. Aha! Isn't that some shit? We had the third and fourth highest pick and roll fucking players, and we just got them to play off our bench. We still have Kuz. Kuz, like, we're worried about his extension. Guess what? He's still on a fucking real deal, our rookie deal. We still got him on one more year.
Franchise tag him.
Sorry, buddy. We still got you for another year. We don't have to pay you shit. We can pay you rookie fucking dollars until this year. And then KCP, 3 years, $40 million. I thought that was huge. If we're not going to bring back Avery Bradley, if we're not going to bring back
Danny Green, KCP, he's the number one guy.
You needed to bring back one of the three, and they brought out the one I wanted. Everyone wanted KCP, $40 million, a little bit of an upgrade in terms of cost. We paid him out before with the one-year $19 million deals. I thought this was beautiful. I thought he got paid rightfully so. He was our third most consistent player. We killed it in free agency. Absolutely murdered it in free agency. We fucking, and to top it all off, to get Markieff, which his twin brother signed a 4-year, $64 million deal with the Clippers.
And he was worse than Markieff, by the way.
They have identical stats. They have literally identical stats. And matter of fact, Markieff was better in the postseason.
In the postseason with less minutes, too. And his purr is way better. Like, no.
How the fuck we got him like this is beyond me. Thank God they.
You want to know why?
Thank God they share a fucking the same bank account.
You want to know why? You want to know why?
Sure, buddy.
Okay, I'm excited. Sorry, Aaron. I got excited there.
Go, Dan.
Because number one, Rob Pelinka is an absolute wizard. Should have won GM of the Year, executive of the year last year.
Guy. Don't worry.
But he was the seventh best. If he doesn't win it this year, I don't give a shit because we're going to win a chip. So who gives a damn?
Yeah, you know what means second, more than that award?
Yeah, seventh best, and I still got a ring? Weird.
Second, LeBron just makes dudes better, and you get the discount when you play with LeBron because wouldn't you? And that's just the luxury of having the best player at the age of 36 on your team. How long will this guy be the best player? I don't know, at least another year, which is insane to me.
Couple things I want to add to this.
I don't know. I'm excited. I'm really pumped about it.
With this free agency, we got younger, which was like a big thing. Was a big thing last year. It was like, well, we're a little older. Oh,
they're old and slow.
A little older. We're the third oldest team in the league. The Bucks were number one, by the way. We're the third oldest team in terms of players on our team. Getting Schroeder, 26. Getting Marquez,
27.
27. Harrell, 26.
KCP, 27.
All of them online with AD's contract.
AD, 27.
West, he's going to sign a 1-on-1.
Wes is 34. He's old.
He's 35.
He's 34?
Yeah, he's a little bit older.
But
he's still
on a 1-year deal. However,
I know. I don't care.
What we did in free agency than Danny Green, is unheard of. If LeBron had Rob Pelinka as his GM had a competent GM, LeBron James, no shit, would have 8 to 10 titles. And that is not an exaggeration. That is not even fucking being. I feel like I'm lowballing by saying 8 is where I'm at. If he had the competency of fucking Rob Pelinka.
But you also have to consider the fact that the luxury of Los Angeles. That helps LeBron.
A lot of people said that. I saw Channing Frye. He's like, it's much easier to lure people to go to fucking L.A. than it is to Cleveland, isn't it?
Well, no, because the owner of L.A. is 10. Not obviously L.A. is better than Cleveland, but Jeannie Buss out does.
Hey, that's fine and dandy, but no, that's not the case, because what about the last 8 to 10 years, bro, when we had to sign fucking Timothy Mozgov
but you didn't have LeBron James. Mark Keefe isn't
going to facts.
Keefe isn't going to take a one-year deal with Timothy Mozgov and the one thing.
No, 100%. I'm just saying, dude, people were like, no, we don't want to go play with the Lakers. Like, that's but it's LeBron, bro.
The thing
LeBron.
With that is everybody was kind of like, looking in, like, so are you guys, like, getting anybody? Like, I feel like the Lakers were always in it.
Nobody wanted to be that guy and just have the nutsack. Like,
oh, you know, the one guy wanted to be that guy. His name was LeBron James. He went after 5 straight years of us being ass, came in here 2 years in, we got a chip. Real quick, all I got to say.
How lit is that guy right there, okay?
Okay, he's already a better, he already knows how to build a team better than Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's been doing it for 15 years.
If this guy was an owner, he'd be filthy, right? Like, of course.
He's going to be great.
Yeah. The biggest thing I want to say about this entire free agency over the last week is out of all the top 8 to 10 contenders, right?
Yeah.
Out of all those guys, the Rockets got worse. We still don't know what's going on with that.
They had DeMarcus Cousins today.
They did get that, but Russ and James Harden, there's so much going on. I don't know what's going on.
Out?
Do they think that signing DeMarcus is going to retain everyone?
I don't know. No, I think it'll help.
It will help.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
But where I'm at is the Rockets, nobody knows. The Warriors lost Klay Thompson again. Super unfortunate.
Were they top four in the West?
Yes. If the Warriors had Klay, they're top four.
I think they're make the playoffs for sure.
If they had Klay, they're top four.
Utah stayed the same. Denver lost Jeremy Grant, who was one of their best playoff performers.
Where'd he go?
I don't know. He went to the Pistons.
Yeah, on a $60 million, 3 years, $60 million.
Bro, Jeremy Grant's actually lit.
Okay. Celtics got worse, lost Gordon Hayward. And the Raptors lost Marcus Saul.
Can we talk about the Celtics? The Celtics lost them for nothing.
Yes. That's two players in free agency. Max contracts that they lost for nothing. They could have did a signing trade.
That's what I want to talk
They could have done a lot of other shit to retain picks. They could have retained just period.
No, but Danny Ainge.
Hold on.
So good.
You guys.
Danny Ainge. Good.
So. They had an opportunity to do a sign-in trade for Gordon Hayward to get Miles Turner on the Pacers and somebody else.
Oh, if they would have gotten Miles Turner.
No, the Pacers declined it.
No,
the Pacers declined it because they wanted Miles Turner.
Sorry, Dan, go.
I think that was something.
No, the Celtics declined it because they wanted Victor Oladipo. That's what happened.
Yes. No, dude. They wanted
Victor Oladipo and TJ Warren. The deal was Miles Turner and like a scrub. I can't remember.
McDermott.
For Gordon Hayward in a sign-in trade.
But then
Celtics were like, no, we want either TJ Warren or Victor. And they said, kick rocks.
That's what happened, Aaron. That is what happened.
That's what happened.
So, long story short, listen, I promise you, Danny Ainge, your opportunity, your window is absolutely shut. The fuck? It's gone. Gone. You can't do anything. You have Jason Tatum now. You paid him $200 million. Is he an absolute alpha? I don't know. He's dropped 50 on the Lakers once or twice. Sure, that's really great. But who knows, bro? This is all you have to show for your 20 million first round picks that you have. You've got Marcus Smart. Wow, that's really sick, dude. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Okay.
We've been waiting now, for Jason Tatum to be like the what best else? Player in the league for
no,
like 3 years.
No Aaron Baines. He's gone now. No center. I don't know who's your center at this
point. They're shopping Kimba like a motherfucker.
Right, hold on, real quick.
Based off of what
Daniel said. Remember when we talked about how Paul Pierce rode that one championship so freaking hard?
And all the Celtics?
Paul Pierce. Yes. They just sit there and ride that. Doc Rivers rode that one title, and it's made his whole career.
And it's blown 2-3-1 leads.
Going more to shit on the Celtics because for I know anybody that's
doesn't this is so
know,
fun.
For,
come
for,
on.
Hey, hold on. For anybody who doesn't know this, everyone that's still listening, Danny Ainge is the GM for the Celtics.
Good call. Good.
Oh, sorry. Good
Real
save.
Quick. So just like those three Celtics, four, I guess, if you want to include Doc, those four Celtics hang on to that one title so hard. Danny Ainge hangs his hat on that Brooklyn trade where he got all those picks more than
and
anybody.
And
they didn't turn that into anything. They didn't sign anyone special other than Kyrie, but he turned out to be a bust. Everything that Danny Ainge and the Celtics have been proclaimed as genius for the last 6 years, and I've had to listen to it. Guess what? The Lakers, who just had the worst 6 years in the NBA history of their franchise, just won the title. You guys lost all those picks. You guys lost Gordon Hayward.
It's good to be
you guys
good
regret signing Kemba Walker. You guys just paid a B plus A minus player, $200 million.
Come on, serve
here
it up.
We are Lakers on top. You're getting worse. We're getting better. Eat my shorts.
Lakers. Let's go. The best time. Even my boy Adam, who's the Celtics fan, he texted me just devastated. He's like, the fact that we couldn't get a sign and trade and get, you know, Miles Turner is insane. Our window is completely shut. I told him I couldn't agree more, bro. I'm sorry you want to hear
Miles
me say
Turner
something.
Could have done for oh, that team. Been
oh my dude,
he's a stretch five who's a great rim protector. Who's exactly what they need, and he's and 23 years guys, old.
If you would have got McDermott with that, oh. who had a career year last year with averaging
right in the floor
36. He had 36% and he averaged 10 points.
Yes,
McDermott's nobody. He was out of the league and in and out of the league. However, he was a perfect little piece.
A sign and trade. You had me at Miles Turner. I'm getting a freaking hard on thinking about just
no, that'd
a
be
sign it's and trade. A sign and trade. I'm not doing anything else. It's either sign and trade or I lose them.
It's like you got Miles Turner for nothing or you don't get enough anything.
They made Daniel Theiss. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
I know we know who that is, but casual know who that is? No. That's the point. They made that dude look outstanding at center, and he is a dog shit white dude that can't dribble with his left hand.
They
okay?
were trying to compare him to Bam, and I was like, that's fucking
no,
bald.
No. That's because the guards on the Celtics set up their big so damn good, bro, that Miles Turner would have been incredible. That was an absolute opportunity mistaken. And yes, the Lakers, bro. The Lakers, we're winning again. I feel great.
That's
feel
all we have. Do you want to move on to the juego?
That's all I got, bro. Lakers.
Jeez,
and,
nice
Lakers in five. Lakers in five.
Nice free agency.
Well,
talk.
Because it's funny. It's not much else to talk
There's
about
nothing,
other than the Lakers.
Who else did shit?
Everyone got worse. The Lakers got better.
Is Bogdan on the Bucks? Nope, sure
nope,
isn't.
Went
Boom.
To the Hawks. Rondo I went know. To the Hawks. Bogdan went to
Hawks
the Hawks.
Hawks are going
to
be nice.
Hawks are going to be nice.
Hawks
they
are
going to
be sick with their nice defensive team. Yes, sir.
They got Gallinari. They're just trying to get
they're
some
just
shooting.
Like, we're going to outscore you. We ain't going to stop you.
Another thing that made a lot of moves that were super good. Questionable was the Pistons.
Yeah,
you know,
a lot
they very questionable moves. They who's the center that they hired? Got 3 years.
Aaron Baines, right?
No, even worse, bro.
I like Aaron Baines, but I feel you.
Everyone calls me Aaron Baines.
Travis.
Everybody
like
says
Aaron
I
Baines.
Look like Aaron
you
Travis do. Baines.
I don't look like Aaron Baines at all anymore. I don't have a big beard. I don't have a ponytail, man. But
we're just
like,
gonna
I don't
pick.
Like Aaron
I think you still do. To
and
my
the reason that pisses me off because everybody dunks on Aaron Baines.
Hey,
shut
dog,
up about
Aaron
Baines. Shut up about the sun. Office reference. Nobody knows. What
I'm looking at the sun.
Let's play this game.
All right, run it.
Okay.
Run it, Chris.
Okay, hey, Chris, we're playing the jersey number game, what you've all been waiting for. Chris, you can play. Aaron, you can play. Daniel, you're the feature, and I am playing as well. What we have is
we
our
already
classic.
Know your answer.
We have the classic, does Daniel know this guy's jersey number game? What we're going to do, if you don't know, we're all going to go
around.
Back by
popular demand, by the way.
Of course. This is the best game we've ever done.
Me and Chris always do, we're teammates in this.
Yes.
Chris? Yes.
Don't so, bring Chris. Don't just drag
Chris is like, I don't know.
Just in case you're a first-time listener and managed to get through the entire show, first of all, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That's facts.
And second of all, the way this game works is Daniel has no idea anybody in the NFL or NBA or Major League Baseball's jersey number.
Definitely
he
not baseball.
Doesn't know shit. And it's super funny to me. And so what I did a
and
long
me.
Time ago, and Aaron, what I did a long time ago is I made this game where what we do is we go in a circle. We all say, or excuse me, first I tell Daniel a professional athlete, right? And he has to, at the end of the turn, tell us whether or not he can get the number right. And we all guess whether or not he will get that number right. And we all get points if we're correct of whether or not Daniel knows it. And Daniel gets a point
if he does get it
if
right.
he does know the number. So okay. All Daniel has to know is know these Hall of Fame, All-Star, All-Pro. All he has to know is a number, and he can win every single time. So these are Aaron's picks this week. He gave me a handful of guys.
I'm scared.
And, you know, we're just going to go through it. So we're going to go in the circle. Aaron's going to start, Chris, then me. But Daniel, remember, don't show us emotion. Don't give it away.
The last 2 weeks?
No, you did good. I actually mentioned that to my mom. Actually, I was mentioning her this game, and I was like, Daniel killed it last week because he showed zero emotion.
Okay.
You better not do shit. Help you.
No, because usually I'm thinking when I'm not showing emotion.
All right, here we go. The first name on the list, Tony Gwynn. Aaron, do you think he knows Tony Gwynn's number?
There's no fucking way he does.
Chris, what do you got?
No.
And me, as always, is a no.
All right.
That's a no. He doesn't know.
Tony Gwynn, the most famous Padre.
His favorite baseball team's best player ever.
Ever. There's a highway on the way to get
here. I think I got it.
Come within five, I'm impressed. What do you got?
Really? Is it tough?
What do you got?
I was going to pick 23.
No.
It's 19, but you came within 5.
Nailed it. God.
No, so you didn't nail shit, dog.
Chris, oh, didn't nail it.
Bro. Chris, did you say yes or no?
You said no.
I said no.
So we're all got 1 point.
Yeah, dog. Dog, come on. Tony Gwynn, bro.
Damn it.
That's Tony Gwynn.
23
dude.
Sounded so right. I'm
dog,
like,
Tony
maybe.
Gwynn has a statue in Petco, dog.
I know.
With his number on it. All right, here we go. Guy number two. We're all tied with 1 point. Guy number two.
Yeah, I'm losing.
I don't know the baseball guys at all.
All right, we're done with baseball for now. The greatest power forward to ever play the game.
Oh, fuck.
Mr. The Big Fundamental.
Tim Duncan.
You got it. Tim Duncan. Aaron.
No.
Chris.
Yes.
Me. No. Daniel.
Okay.
That's a no.
All right.
You got 1 through 99, dude. Just guess. You got a 1% shot.
It's not zero.
It's not zero.
Okay.
Come on, now, Tony.
I think it's.
If you have to think about it, you don't.
I think it's 2.
It's 21.
2 was in there.
Damn.
That doesn't count.
Chris, sorry, Chris.
Me and Aaron have 2.
Was Kawhi 2 on the Spurs?
Yes, good job.
That's why I was like, I don't think it's that, but I don't know.
Tim Duncan played 20 years in the league with the same number on his back.
So funny to me.
Shut up.
Dude, he played 20 years against us.
Okay, this next one, I am 100% sure that Daniel made. Don't show emotion because you kind of gave the last two. You kind of gave the last two away.
I didn't give them away.
Well, you were like,
Well. You never know.
So
this third one, we're going to go ahead and just go with it. Just
okay,
don't say anything.
Keep it calm.
Michael Vick. Aaron.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
I am going to go out on a limb and say yes as well. Daniel.
7.
Got him.
Nailed it.
Me and Aaron
1
are
for 3, baby.
Chris got
this
2.
I'm so mad.
One.
I could have got Tim Duncan, bro.
This, by the way, I made these last first 3, and the Michael Vick was the easy one I put in.
Oh,
Aaron also put in Magic Johnson, but we already did that one, and you know it, right?
Well, who knows? Maybe you should give it to me anyways.
No, he knows.
No,
see, he's trying to get a point.
I would have known that anyways. That's annoying. I wish that was on there.
We already did this one.
We did that one before.
Oh, okay. Got it.
That's why I didn't want to add it.
And I got it right last time, right?
Probably not.
Probably not,
okay,
actually.
The next one. Any jersey number that I wore in high school? Aaron.
No.
Because I wore like 5 different numbers.
I
was always
did.
All over the place.
This is another one that I gave Travis.
Yeah, that Aaron gave that. Chris.
No.
And I will go with no. One number. I wore like I changed
you
numbers.
You won 80 something.
I changed my number my freshman and sophomore year in the middle of the season because I changed positions. I had a different number.
I got it.
And then senior, I was different twice.
I think he does got
I had 5 different numbers. Actually, 6 if you want to count.
You were a 51, right, at one point? But don't say
at
it.
At one point, yeah.
You better
okay.
pick one of them. We just said one of them.
56.
No, it was 50.
Damn it.
86?
Damn it.
No, I was 84.
84.
So, freshman
what were your numbers, bro? Like, what
freshman
were you
year
doing?
I started, freshman
Does anyone
year,
remember mine? Go ahead.
Right, yeah, you were 48 60. Freshman year. 62. Sophomore year, you were 42. Junior year,
I didn't
you
even
were,
remember what I was.
Junior year, you were 34, and senior year, we were 7.
Oh, I remember
That's
you 34.
Filthy, bro.
I remember
How
you,
do you know that?
You were 34 at D-tackle. I thought that was the coolest shit.
What about 7 as a senior? That I picked that.
That's
I thought
true.
that was before Jadeveon, bro.
I remember. I do. I
How
remember.
How do you know that, Travis?
Nah,
I know
we're
every
friends,
number.
Bro.
I know everything, dude.
That's
we're
insane.
Friends,
no, you
number?
Wouldn't know that.
33.
Yeah, we know that.
It's the same number every year.
That's
okay,
crazy.
No,
you would not know that, Aaron.
My freshman
no,
year.
No, I did know your. I knew to know 34 and 7.
My freshman year.
But those up first two, that's impressive. Yeah. Anyways,
okay,
but I also knew 26 and 62.
Yeah. I'm with you.
My freshman year, I was 78 because I played guard to start, and then I moved to tight end.
That sounds familiar.
I remember
moved to 84. Sophomore year, I was 80. The whole year, I got moved up to varsity. I wore number 42 on varsity. Junior year, didn't play. Senior year, I wore 90 to start the season, and I moved to 50 because I moved back into the offensive line.
I remember 84 the best.
That sounds
84
right.
84 of a freshman year. Sophomore year, though, where we were all there for most of the season.
That was a lit 80. Year. Remember how good we were for the first
yeah,
5?
Yeah, dude, I caught
five
3 touchdowns sophomore
5 and
year,
0
dude.
And 0-5. I won MVP that year. Shout out.
Oh, nice. Good for you, buddy. All right. And,
so I'm 1-4.
You're 1-4. I'm 4-4. You're 4-4. Chris is 3-1.
We'll Y'all are doing good.
All right. You're doing real bad.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
All right. We're going to go ahead and just go with Lamar Jackson. Aaron, do you think he knows Lamar Jackson? No. He says no. Chris, what do you got?
I got to say yes if I'm trying to win.
Well, so you're about to lose. So I'm going to say no as well. What do you got, Dan? That's a no.
Can I give you 3 numbers?
No.
You know what?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Are we okay with yeah? I kind of want to give him this.
3 numbers.
Three
and then
numbers,
I,
Aaron.
No.
I'm just guessing the same. We guess the same. We're both no. So
I didn't guess that. I don't know his number off the top of my head.
You don't know Lamar Jackson's number?
I think it's okay.
Ironically, I gave my buddy CJ Lamar Jackson's jersey. So this motherfucker's jersey.
Okay,
is in my
well,
car
me
for
and
a
you
year.
Are the same, so we're good.
Yeah,
we're,
it doesn't matter.
All right, you got three, bud.
I got three, but I'm gonna pick one.
Okay,
but hope if one? If I don't, I'm gonna give you
Lamar
my
Jackson. He can't even come up.
No, listen, listen. If I.
What? Okay, what? Give me
if I don't pick it in the three, then
just give me
let's
the three.
Call it. But if I
no,
do,
I got one more.
Let me narrow it down. Okay, I got one,
no
two, and
in.
Seven.
No, you're wrong. Eight. Zero. It's eight. Stupid.
Fuck. God. I knew it was a single digit, bro.
Okay, so me and Aaron are undefeated. Chris is 3-2. Last
That's
one's
so
worth
annoying.
Two and a half. Ready?
If you guys were drinking beers and you were on the spot, you wouldn't get it, you listeners. Okay, so shut up. All right, next.
Last
I bet
one.
Garrett
no, ready,
him.
Ready?
Garrett
last one.
Yeah.
This is a stupid one that he should fucking know, but I know he won't. What number is Patrick Mahomes? Aaron.
No.
Chris.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes.
What do you got? Yes or no?
Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback.
Go, Travis.
I am saying no.
15.
Oh,
yes.
Damn it.
Chris, I got you.
Was that worth more points?
Yeah, Chris, that one was two and a half.
Oh, Chris, yes. And because Chris had faith in me, you guys lost. So
that's the one
both.
You got. That's the one
Congrats,
you got.
Congrats, dude. You still, with the 2.5
that
points.
That shit was right hey, here, baby.
With the 2.5 points, you still came in last, loser.
I bet you Marcus does so much better. We play this game next week with Marcus. Marcus does better than Dan. Promise.
Oh, okay. You know what?
Well, we'll do the get. Who do we think Heads knows
up.
Or do we
do,
think neither?
I love it.
It's
Marcus,
either
if
or
you're
neither.
Listening, dog, you're going to be playing against Daniel in this
We're
going to
play
game,
the jersey
dog.
You better study
game.
That.
Marcus, you better look at some jersey numbers, dog.
I'm about to do my homework.
You're
next
about
week.
To. I think you went 2 for 5 this week. Shut the hell up.
2 for 5 ain't bad.
You went 1 for 5. Yeah,
well, if you want to count my numbers, there's like 6 in there that you could have gotten, but you didn't get any of them.
No, I was 2 for. I had another one, right?
The first you were one? 2 for like 8.
We did 5.
Excuse me. I don't
That's,
burp so loud.
All right, boys.
All right, hey, great pod, guys.
Hell great pod. Always shout out the homies. Thanks for all the shares. We had a lot this week.
Yeah.
Thanks to Chris for Copy and Steal for, you know, putting that little segment out there. But for real, like.
Shout out all our homies again. You know what I mean? Like Jose Bahima.
Jose Bahima's always putting
I
it
love
out.
Jose, bro. We really need to go to his bar. Jose, of course, bro. Fucking Garrett, Kevin, his brother. My boy CJ, if you're listening to it, shout
Negretti.
Out. Ready? Adrian always talks about it, bro. Fucking everyone.
Marcus
dude.
Miles.
Billy, Marcus Miles.
Cruz has shouted out. Like,
Cruz, bro. Cruz's little brother, Josh, bro. Just everybody that's ever listens to this, dude. Much appreciated, bro. I fuck with you. Everyone.
Oh, yeah. Big time. All right. That was fun.
All right.
We'll see you guys next week.
Hags.
More stuff will happen in the NBA and the NFL week 12. Here we go.
I'm excited for me and Marcus. Throw
Marcus
down.
Next week. Hey, don't bail.
I
Marcus,
think I think I body his ass. All right. That's all I'm going to say. Don't.
Into the end zone, jump ball, and it is. Is it caught? Is it caught? Oh my goodness, it's caught! DeAndre Hopkins caught it! He caught it!